up. It's Saturday morning, and it's time to jump on that to-do list. But that home improvement project doesn't have to be a chore. Before you jump in, tune in here to About Your House to listen and learn from the most experienced and reputable contractors and service providers in the industry. On today's show, we have Layla Bluford, Mama I Don't Want to Go to College, and Lorraine Walker, carpenter and gardener, and Sam Fleming of 100gardens.org. About Your House is brought to you in part by Carolina Foundation Solutions, a licensed general contractor in North and South Carolina. From the hills to the coast, if you have a problem, they have a solution. Also brought to you in part by PutToolsInSchools.org, connecting students to tools of the trades and raising awareness of the many career pathways. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some time with us as we spread a little love. And now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
Good morning to you, everybody. I hope you're having a beautiful, go outside if you hadn't, 43% humidity, 70, well, what is the temp right now? 55 degrees, nice, cool. Walked out this morning, got a little burr, you know, felt good, too. Yeah, been, that heat this week has played havoc with us the other night. I think it was, what, Thursday night? Was it Thursday night the big storms came through? Thursday? I believe it was. Thursday night, about 5 o'clock or so. Whoo! I know everybody experienced it because I looked on my radar and there was this big red blob just covered whole of the year. I went on my way home that evening. I ran by a restaurant to get me a little bite to eat, sit there and relax a minute and end my day. Sometimes I really enjoy just sitting down with my little smart device, wrapping up my day with emails and what have you. So I ran by a restaurant, sat down and had me a good meal. Well, as I ate, the storm moved through, and I thought 13 years, the warehouse flooded. It didn't flood bad because the drainage system, and I've got a new landlord now that bought the building last year, came in there and paved the parking lot. And I have to say, you know me, I'm pretty blunt and honest about things. A bunch of idiots come in there to pave the parking lot, and I knew when they did it, they were going to put too much on it because the parking lot was almost level with the floors, with the slabs of four rental units, retail units, you know, storefront units. And I said to myself, I said, you know, they're going to come in here and they're going to put paving in here and they're going to mess up the drainage. Lo and behold, sure enough, You know, and I talk about it all the time on this show since I've been doing radio, since I've been in construction at 18 years old. I've been talking about you got to take care of Mother Nature first. Well, shoot. And I don't want to be right, but I came in Thursday evening, man, water was up. All I could see up against my overhead door was water. About 1 inch into it, I said, oh, Lord, this don't look good. So I went in there and commenced taking off my shoes and my pants, put me on some shorts, went out there barefooted, and went to the drain, and I pulled out the plug that had gotten into the drainage culvert out there, and I pulled it out. And when I did, I could immediately see water flowing, and I knew it was short-lived. But, you know, It was heavy duty rain. Like I said, I just hope everybody, you know, got through it okay. And also, we lost some fencing. The wind was just unbelievable. And as I came into studio this morning, I see a lot of damage as a result of the storm. So anyway, we move on. Hopefully, that as we move into summer, we won't have many of those. But unfortunately, we're going to. Weather patterns have changed. We're having more severe weather than yeah. I can't recall the some of the stuff we've had growing up like it is now. But at any rate, we're going to have to deal with it and move on. All right, what else I got here? What else I got? Something just went through my mind, just went in one ear and out the other. I just completely obliterated that thought. At any rate, we're going to talk gardening today. I got Lorraine Walker Carpenter coming in along with our buddy Sam Fleming. It's been 4 years since I've seen Sam and even had a discussion, so time to catch up. But first hour, we're going to talk about kids' future. Mama, I don't want to go to college. It is May 11th. Kids will be out of school come June. 1st of June, and it varies from school to school, county to county, and all that mess. 1st of June, kids are going to be out of school. All these juniors and seniors in high school, even before that, really, but mostly seniors looking for a job and what have you. We're going to talk first hour to Miss Layla Bluefort, and she's in here talking about her event. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm glad to see you. This morning, bright and early. Isn't it a pretty morning?
It is.
Beautiful morning. And talking to Layla because she's in here. This is the fourth annual. How's it going?
It's going. At this point, it's where I...
Let me ask you a professional question.
Yes.
You've been doing this 4 years now. Mm-hmm. And you've got to be doing it somewhat out of passion and purpose. But... You know, as you do these events, I'm just comparing because, you know, I've got the Put Tools in Schools nonprofit. You've got this going down. And we're all kind of headed down the same pathway to awaken kids to opportunities, happiness, purpose, all that kind of good groovy stuff. And, yeah, you'll make money in the process. But to me, it's important that you're happy and, you know, have some reason and purpose behind what you do in life because, really, that's how God made it. You know, so, you know, if we can provide that, you'll be happier. And when you're happier, you do better, right?
Yes.
You just make more, you do better, your attitude's better. You know, it just makes sense. But we don't teach our kids that in school, unfortunately. But aside from that, as you go through here and you call these companies and you try to organize this, is it as hard for you as it is for me to get people to respond? Is it just me?
No, it is not just you. It is me, too. It's hard. And that's what makes me want to do it more because I realize I'm doing this it's my way to give back to the community. And I'm very resourceful, I'm very connected, and I have the privilege to be able to make phone calls and to do certain things in the middle of days. There's somebody that doesn't have that capacity. They don't have that phone. They can't keep playing phone tag. They don't know how to do emails. They are just, I need something right now. And so because of that, it's like, I got to do this even more because if you're giving me this hard of a time, what happens to the person that's in need but doesn't have the capacity, doesn't have the patience, just don't know how to navigate that without just saying, you know what, give up. It's nothing else out here. I just got to go on down and hit the food line or McDonald's.
Tonight. Right. Well, it's truly hard in this day and time, from as I see it personally, to navigate all the ins, the out, the rules, the dis, the that, don'ts, the resumes, all this hardship. And what happened to the good old days when you walk in a place of employment and say, could I talk to someone about a job? That simple. Well, in actuality, and this is something I want to say, that if you call ahead an office, sometimes you can walk in the front door today to a plumbing company, to an electrical company, and say, I'm here to see if about a job. Now, I know that a lot of people don't do that anymore because we don't put that out there, do we?
No.
So, you know, in this writing resume mess, and I called it a mess, didn't I? Yeah, I did. I called it a mess because I hear it all the time about kids. Well, you got to write your resume. Well, how do I do that? You're not even teaching them that in school good. You know, you're not even giving them the opportunities, much less telling them how to navigate the pathway. Just the pathway itself. Forget the job. So, how do we do it, industry? Right? How do we do it? Next Saturday, what's going down?
Next Saturday, it is the 4th annual Mama, I Don't Want to Go to College Skills and Trade Career Expo. We're going to be over on Sugar Creek at Sugar Creek Rec Center from 10 to 1 a.m. Drop in, visit some of our vendors, and find out what opportunities there are.
How many do you think you're going to have?
I'm hoping to have about a good 20, and then we blend in some resource vendors as well. So I don't always just do the opportunity. I'll do opportunity with resources, so there'll be
you're talking about community resources.
One thing I know is that when someone is in, if they're under employed or they just don't have the money, there are certain resources they need to move ahead, so we're going to have some resources in.
Awesome. And that's important. And to that note, we were just having a discussion a little earlier, before the show came on, about a new website, puttoolsinschools.org. We're developing a new website because one of the problems I've seen, and we were talking about it earlier, where can anybody or a child, a student, a young adult, an older adult, a middle-aged, you know, anybody look to find the opportunities that I discuss here on the program? Layla's going to discuss it on the program. I mean, you've got a lot of initiatives going on right now, a lot, in the trades and skills and working with your hands area, you know, but where do you find them? Well, one thing, there's a new website called GoFlexi.com. I bet you didn't know about that, did you? GoFlexi.com. There's an opportunity right there for young adult students to go and look for summertime work right there, be it fast food, auto bail, you know, the gas station, the QT, the whatever. It doesn't matter. You know, entry-level internships, apprenticeships, training programs, whatever. There needs to be more resources out there to tag on to. There used to be, still is, careersnapshots.com. It was a website developed a few years ago. Michael Relon, career development coordinator out at the Palisades, was involved with, you know, that. Well, the point is, where do we get the resources? You know, and we need to provide that. Well, in puttoolsinschools.org, we're going to have a resource page. As I bring this up, and if you know of a company that has a training program, apprenticeship program, there's so many companies that need workers, but these workers out there that are questionable about going to college, right?
Mm-hmm.
They need a place to go and find these job opportunities. But now, it would be really nice, correct me if I'm wrong here, Layla, for students to find something they like.
Yes.
Not just a paycheck. You know, we all need to pay bills.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Got to. Or you got stress, you got hardships, and you're going to get in a bucket that you can't get out of. Happens all the time.
Yes.
So how are we going to prevent that? Well, for one thing, we've got to provide the opportunities, along with a good paycheck, along with happiness and purpose.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
So tell me your story about you. Why are you here? How'd you get on this? You just one day wake up and said, I got to do something.
No. So in 2019, my youngest daughter was acting up in school. And I didn't, took a minute for me to realize that what she was trying to say was, Mom, I don't want to go to college. She actually just wrote me a letter about what that experience was and what was really going on with her at the time. But I eventually realized she didn't want to go to college. And so then I'm stuck as to
Can I ask you? And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm curious. How old was she?
At that time, she was in the 11th grade.
Yes. See, that's the pressures that a lot of our kids are going through. And I'm sorry, I gotta play off that a little bit because I hear it all the time. I see it in these kids' eyes when I'm at the schools. I feel it when I'm around them. They're confused. They don't know. And a lot of them just doesn't want to be in the classroom.
Nope. And so she would, she didn't want to be in the classroom. She ended up actually, she went from elementary and middle loving school into getting to high school and hating school. She would get suspended and I'm like, what is going on? I'm the social worker and my other two are doing great. But it was her. And, I eventually realized, I'm like, okay, she doesn't want to go to college. And so then it was, well, what are we going to do? And she's like, well, I'll just cut hair. And I'm like, but, you know, you don't cut hair. We don't own clippers. There aren't any kids lined up in my kitchen sitting around every week getting their hair cut. So I can't say you're going to just cut hair. And then she's like, well, I'll just drive a truck. And I'm like, there's got to be other opportunities. And so as I started looking at opportunities for her, I started realizing that stuff wasn't just readily available.
You had to develop a plan.
Yes, and it took a lot of research, and that's where this came.
This is a mother of three?
Yes.
Layla's a mother of three. We're talking about one.
Mm-hmm.
But the two are really no different. They're just going different pathways.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that. You're listening to Fox Sports Charlotte about your house on 94.7 FM. But download the free app, Fox Sports Charlotte. And you can stream us live. If you go on FoxSportsRadioCharlotte.com, you can stream us live. PodcastRadioUS.com, stream us live. If you want to see us on your little smart device or laptop or desktop, I don't care where, Facebook Live on About Your House radio page. Tune us in. We're here. We're going to talk about the kids, put tools in schools. Mama, I don't want to go to college. A lot of kids would like to say that, but they're scared as heck to admit it. We'll talk about it when we get back. More about your house.
One you with.
right, welcome back. Talking to Layla Bluefort from Mama, I Don't Want to Go to College. Her story about, well, it's the fourth annual. That was, you started this 4 to 5 years ago, right?
Yeah.
How I can fix what I feel's wrong. Now, as she talks, this is the mother of three girls.
Three daughters.
Three adult daughters. How old are they?
They are now 20, 21, and 25.
20, 21, 25.
Mm-hmm.
At least they're group tight.
Yes, they are.
I mean, that ain't a bad thing.
No,
get them all done in one five-year period. Boom, 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 boom. Okay. All right. You're talking about one of your daughters you had a problem with in high school. Tell me, finish the story. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so she gave me a run for my money in high school. And that's when I realized that what her behavior, even though she never said it, her behavior was saying, Mama, I don't want to go to college. And once I realized, because I created this house, I'm a three-time college graduate. I have three college degrees. I almost had a doctorate degree. Taught at college for a long time. Worked at the university. And so all she saw was college degrees. All we talked about
was
college
degrees.
That's
all you were into.
Because that was how I figured.
You're a prime example of, I know people get upset when I say this, mm-hmm. of the scam.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, see, I'm talking to her.
I got the scam. I was scammed.
I didn't say that. She did.
Mm-hmm. I love my experience. I won't take my experience back.
Yeah,
I won't take my experience.
You're taking what you did mm-hmm. and doing something with it, Layla, and that's absolutely the positive pathway for what you did in your life. I'm not criticizing mm-hmm. it. I want you to know that.
Yeah.
You know, you did what they told you to do.
Mm-hmm. And I did it at a later age. I didn't do it out of college, out of high school. I did it later in age because I thought that was what
that was your
I
ticket
needed.
To start.
I was going to be my ticket to buy a house, and it actually been my ticket to keep me from buying a house because now I got too much student loan debt. Whole nother story.
Now repeat that.
I got it because I said I need to be able to make more money to buy a house, only to find out I end up with more debt. But that's a whole nother story.
And the debt kept you from going forward because you were overly educated.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm overly educated, and I'm overly indebted too.
Sure, okay, keep talking.
Yeah, so, but that's so, you know.
That's the paradox.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So when it comes to, like I said, I had this 11th grade daughter that just was acting up, and I realized, you know, we got to find her something. And as I started looking for other things to expose her to, I just realized I'm educated, I'm real connected in the community, and I couldn't find stuff. It was very hard. It was all about what rooms you sat in, that you might find out about this program. If you just so happen to talk to the right person, you would find out about these opportunities. And that became a problem for me. I said, no, I am getting ready to put together an expo that brings all of this together so that the parents could see it, so that the moms could come out. And that's why it's called Mama, I Don't Want to Go to College. Because I don't, it's one thing when a young person goes to a career fair at school, their faces light up. They're excited about this, but then they go home and they tell mom, and she didn't get to see it. She didn't get to talk to him. So she kind of shoots it down and kills that dream. Mom comes out, mom gets to see that child face light up, or that aunt or uncle. They can ask those questions that they would with a college, just like they would on a college tour. So, yeah.
You know, that's the big difference right there. See it, you know, I see so many kids at these put tools in schools, trades, career days at the high school, where they engage and you see the smiles come on their face and, you know, you see lights go off.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, there again, and I want to tell a real quick story that I've told before about this young lady at one of these trades career days. She's cute as could be and just very attentive to every trade there. Now, the floor in the gym is full of colleges. Full. 20 of them, as a matter of fact. 20 colleges are in the room with 8 trades. Okay, and she just went from trade to trade to trade to trade. And I saw her, and she says, and I said, do you like this? She said, I love it. This is really what I want to do. And I says, awesome. And so we talked a little bit. And then a little while later, I saw her again. I said, now how you feel? She said, I got to work with my hands. She said, but I'll be honest with you. She says, my mama wants me to go to college. I said, sure she does. Absolutely. And that's not a bad thing. However, do you want to go? She says, no. I says, well, you've got a decision to make, girl. Who are you going to make happy? You going to make your mama happy? Or are you going to make you happy? Because it's your life you've got to live, not your mama's. And so here sits one. And here's the story, right?
Right.
And now, you know, I know you as a mother of three, just like the fathers of three, just like all that. And by the way, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
It is Mother's Day. Here's a mother. And I love all you mothers out there. But please listen to the message this mother's telling, because in 2 weeks, I got another mother or two coming in here to tell you their story. You want the best for your kids.
Yes.
That's what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you don't know what that is, do you?
No.
You know what you think, but you don't know, and you're not listening to what they think.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Half of us don't know what we want for ourselves. We still trying to figure out this thing called life ourselves. So
I get it.
I've changed things so many times of what I thought I wanted, and I'm still finding out.
And but you're on the pathway. You got purpose.
Yes, I do.
Now tell us the rest of your story about your daughter. I'm sorry.
So we just kept looking for some things. When she graduated, she actually gave CMS so much trouble that they helped me get her out early. So she graduated early, and then she found a video game apprenticeship. And so she knows how to build video games. She got paid to build video games when she first finished. She's done plumbing. So the one thing I liked about the route she's taken is that she's gotten to put her hands and try different things. She, within the last year, she found what she's done. She's a road to hire apprenticeship graduate, and she's now completing year up. So she's a tech graduate. Now, right now, she is working at the age of 20. She is interning with Wells Fargo on updating her app. She is the happiest she has ever been. And so this week I did ask her, I said, I want you to, because I'm trying to do some other things besides the expo. So I want you to write a letter speaking from your then self, what was that experience like? And she texted to me. And it's hard to read because I'm like, wow, this is what my child went through. But I guess.
And how old is she now? Just
she is
to
20. She'll
She's
be,
20. Okay.
Yeah, she'll be 21 in June.
This is a letter written last week.
Yep, written
from
this week.
From a 20-year-old to her mother,
mm-hmm,
about what she's gone through. Is, mm-hmm, that what we're hearing here?
Yeah, well, she wrote it to the teachers.
Oh, to the teachers.
Yeah,
okay,
she wrote
cool.
it to the teachers.
Thanks for sharing this.
Yes. Too. And so she says, dear teachers, from 2nd to 12th grade, I hated school. None of you understood me or took the time to get to know me. I didn't learn like the other kids. I didn't act like them. And I certainly didn't think like them. Some of you told me my only options were to end up dead or in jail.
Good Lord.
But if you had just been patient with me and treated me like a human being, you would have seen that I was crying out for help. School overwhelmed me. I couldn't sit still, focus, or even feel comfortable. At 14, I realized I didn't want to go to college. Instead, I found a love for technology. It was like a light in the darkness, something I could finally connect with and excel at. But when I shared this with you, you dismissed it. You told me that I needed college to succeed, and you didn't see the potential in me. Despite the doubt and discouragement, I persevered, and at the age of 20, I know 5 coding languages, 2 data visualization softwares, and placed 2nd in a video game building competition. Now I'm currently interning at Wells Fargo as a systems operation engineer 1. It's a role I never thought I would achieve, especially after the words of my high school guidance counselor who told me I wasn't going to be successful. Realizing I prove all of you wrong has been bittersweet. It has made me realize that the kids you had no faith in, the one you called bad, the one you was angry, crying out for help, didn't need college. She needed patience. I wish you could see me now. See that I've become what I've become despite the odds stacked against me. But more than that, I wish you could see the potential in every student who might be struggling like I was. Sincerely, Michaela Bluford.
That was tough, I know, Layla, but gosh, thank you so much for sharing that.
Yes.
That was written last week from a 20-year-old...
CMS graduate.
CMS graduate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we got work to do, folks. It's our kids we're talking about. I'm not talking about an education system. I'm talking about kids. I'm talking about futures. You know, we need to provide these opportunities and these pathways. And, you know, you hit on something real quick. We got a caller, David Richardson from Lincolnton. You know, there's no words. I mean, sometimes I just have a loss for, you know, the realities of, you know, this kid's happy now. She's 20-year-old. And the great thing about her pathway is she went into plumbing. She worked with her hands. She played here. She played there. But she feels empowered now. In that conversation we've just had, I feel this girl that was lost, now she has direction. And she has found purpose and a pathway. And she's happy. But didn't they come together?
Mm-hmm.
Once she hit it,
yeah.
How are we going to provide that for our future and our kids?
Mm-hmm.
How? This is not about, for this whole mission is not about the labor shortage at all. Not for me. It's about mental health for our future kids. All of them. And we're not doing a good job, parents. I'm one too. I've made my mistakes. I'm going to probably make a few more because I'm going to keep trying. But I'm going to do as well. And remember, before I go to phone, actions speak louder than words. Put your money where your mouth is. Let's pay attention to the kids. Let's go to phones and talk to David Richardson. Good morning, David. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning, Ray Terry. I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I just wanted David to take a minute to call in. David, as we've known him in the past, was a teacher, an educator, but he has moved on to greener pastures in his life. I said in his life. Where are you at now, David?
Hey, I'm working in Gastonia for a company that produces metal parts for road tractors, tractor trailers, and construction equipment.
Are you busy?
No.
Not
talk right now.
No, I didn't mean
the company.
Company. Is the company busy?
No, man. We cannot get caught up. And I'll tell you what we need. Our biggest need is we need people and we need trained people. Okay, so we need people that can read blueprints and follow manufacturing instructions. And just like the construction industry.
Right.
We're very busy. We're having to turn down work. And, you know, so it's a great business to be in.
Now, I'll had you call today for the opportunities you posted on LinkedIn. Talk to us a little bit about the opportunities in Gaston County that you mentioned.
Hey, yeah, so Gaston College has several summer programs for juniors and seniors in local high schools. So Gaston College serves Gaston and Lincoln County. So I know that's kind of a little bit outside of your listening area, but I think it's still applicable that there's other community colleges. They're in Charlotte, Mecklenburg, and Union counties, Idaho counties, and around. So, but anyway, Gaston's got an advanced manufacturing a couple of days looking at that. That's June the 24th to the 27th, 9 to 4. And they have quite a few, I would say, classes or camps, if you will, for gamers, programmers, and future content creators. So they've got 4 or 5 of those that's happening through the summer. Again, for juniors and seniors of these local high schools that's in the service area for Gaston County. But what I don't is there's a partnership, Black Rocket, so they are actually partnering with Gaston College, and I don't know at what level that partnership is. It may be they're providing technical support. They may be supplying equipment. You know, they might be supplying actual people from the company, you know, to come in there and partnership with Gaston County, with Gaston College. That's extremely important because that's one of the main difficulties we have is these educational institutions finding partnerships, finding people and companies and organizations that put their time and resources into our students, into our future workforce, if you will.
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate
it. Yeah, so that's very important there.
Gotcha. Well, you know, summer's here, basically. I mean, you know, got another month. You don't even have we don't even have a full month of school left. And as we get to the end of the year, kind of everybody kind of brains go berserk, you know, looking to summer. And I really appreciate you calling in about these opportunities too, and keep us posted on anything new. And that's part of the reason we're here every Saturday morning to spread the word.
The two things here, I think we need.
You're coming in and out, Dave. I've lost you. Say that again.
Oh, you got me now?
I got you now, yeah.
Hey, okay, yeah. The two things that you and I have discussed before, again.
David, I'm gonna have to cut you loose because you're coming in and out, okay?
Hey, yeah, well, I'm going to pull over right up here.
Okay.
If you got me.
I got you right now. Yeah, I got you.
Well, I'm fixing to pull in and park right here, but what we were talking about, parents and partnerships.
Right.
So, you know, if we can get the parents to, you know, we're going to have to educate them just as much as we're going to have to educate the students.
More so.
You know, what's out there. And that's kind of what this is about. So parents need to be looking at their high school, middle school websites. Need to be looking at college websites. I know Lincoln County Schools, they have some camps for 7th and 8th graders, and then the Gaston College are providing this for juniors and seniors. But Charlotte Mecklenburg, I looked on their website. They've got some camps this summer. We need to get those out there to the parents. And also, you know, we've got ABC, we've got Associated General Contractors in Charlotte.
Yeah, ABC of Carolina, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Those are some of the partnerships, the IEC, you know.
Yeah, Independent Electrical Contractors Association. Yep, got
that's
them.
Right. So I'm seeing some partnerships in healthcare. I'm seeing them in manufacturing. I'm seeing them in computers and data. I'm not really seeing a lot in construction right now through our high schools and through our community colleges. So I would like to see the construction partnerships established so we can have some construction-based programs over the summer for our youth.
Gotcha. We need it. Definitely need it.
Hey, buddy. Yeah.
Well, thank you for your call, and thanks for hanging in there and keep us posted, okay?
You got it, my friend. Anytime you need something, call me up.
You got it. You know it. Thank you, Dave. Have a great weekend.
Yes, sir. You too. Be careful.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
And he's out. Those are opportunities. And once again, about your house, if you have opportunities or things that you want to share, reach out. We're here every Saturday morning, and we'll talk about it. We're going to start posting on puttoolsandschools.org all the events and the relationships as well as partnerships we have with each other. Mama, don't want to go to college. You know, the Men of Destiny, all these nonprofits out here. She built this city. We need to come together and, you know, and collaborate. Collaboration over competition. Mm-hmm. Layla, I appreciate what you're doing with what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And don't stop.
Thank you.
Because what you're doing, do you feel it?
I do. I do. Mom, I don't want to go to college has actually been a prayer answer for two of my daughters. So even with my oldest, she was the ideal CMS student. She did her work, didn't get in trouble.
She played the game well.
She played the game very well. She got into her dream college of App State in 2016.
They sold her well.
They sold her well. And in 2021, she was still at App State, and she was mentally unhappy. She hated college. I am now the proud mom of a college dropout. She is an App State dropout. But she is now enrolled to Hire's LPN apprenticeship. She is at Gaston College going to her nursing program. She is the most happiest she's ever been. And so it's helped.
See, the happy. This, and people call me, some people say, well, happy ain't everything. The heck it ain't.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, goodness gracious, I don't want to go to work. I want to go serve. I don't want to go to a job. Mm-hmm. I want to go to a purpose.
Yes. So, yeah, no, I am. It's been amazing for me, and it would be easy for me to say I did what I did for my kids and I'm done, but I can't. I'm meeting kids that have dropped out of high school and they aren't going to high school because they don't want to
play
and they're like, I don't want to go to college, so I don't need to be here. And so even in getting them to connect that,
ain't that a shame how we've deprived the kids of the futures through the educational arena that we're supposed to be helping them with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't make sense.
Mm-mm.
We lost. Let's find our way. Come on back to About Your House. We'll work on it together. Because it is a we thing.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do this. And most of all, as David alluded to, I've talked about, and Lord Layla knows it too, we can't do it without industry. Industry has to step up and play this. It's their time. Unfortunately, it's a hard transition, but we're going to make it. I promise you. And if you don't think it's valuable, well, talk to your kids. Talk to them. Really talk to them. But let them talk and you listen. Don't talk to them and down to them and tell them what they're going to do. Now, you can tell me, ain't none of your dang business. Okay. I'll buy that. But I'm going to still talk about it. Come on back. We'll talk some more. Next hour, we're going to talk gardening. Hour 2 and 3, gardening. It's that time of the year. Layla Bluford's in the house talking about Mama, I Don't Want to Go to College event, 4th annual event next week at the Sugar Creek Rec Center out on Sugar Creek Road right here in Charlotte. Off North Tryon Street at used to be Tryon Mall. Tryon Mall. Used to be Tryon Mall. I don't know what to call it now. Anyway, things are always changing. Come on back. We'll talk about it.
Sister Betty Lou, and we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place, and if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. If you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. Still hang out with my best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool with a couple of redneck boys, one great big fat biker man. I heard David yell across the room, hey buddy, how about a helping hand? I said,
all right, welcome back. Now we got a full studio. All right, but we'll get to the gardening afterwards. Miss Layla's here for another 10-15 minutes, and I want to talk to her. Tell us once more what you're doing next Saturday.
Next Saturday is the 4th annual Mama, I Don't Want to Go to College Skills and Trade Career Expo. From 10 to 1 at Sugar Creek Rec Center. That is 943 West Sugar Creek Road in Charlotte, North Carolina, right off of 85. So we tell you, like I say, pull up on us.
Awesome. And how many, what are you doing?
So
what's the purpose?
The purpose is to expose the community. Young students would like to bring young people in so they can be exposed to different options so they don't have to go through high school and just go through their whole K through 12 believing that all they have to do is college. It gives them options early on.
No, you go to college, you can be anything. You can do anything with a college degree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anything. You'd be successful, make all kinds of millions of dollars, and that's just as simple as it gets.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
It works every time, too, don't it?
Yeah, no. 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 Yeah, so you'll come. There are vendors, and I tell people, just even though, don't let the name fool you, it is not just a career expo for children. There are going to be companies such as DPR Construction that needs workers now. So even for that underemployed
DPR?
DPR Construction.
You talking about Charlie Dunn?
I think I forgot what his name, but okay. DPR Construction.
Yeah.
Paul
and Roger, I think.
Yeah, so they're going to, they have lots of work. They have lots of projects this summer that they need workers for. They're going to be there. Our bronze sponsor, Bill Strong Academy, will be there.
They are
a new
nonprofit
that is in, so come and learn more about that.
Have you been out to their facility?
I did. I already did a tour.
That's pretty impressive.
Yes, it is definitely. They told me you had been out there. And Gary already went out there, but they invited me over. Year Up, for those that love tech, please come out and learn about the tech. Even have Pathways in C. I remember those. That was one that was already. I'm going to also have some resources. Like I said, I know there's, can't think of the name of the bank, but then there is a Power Up USA. He's going to be there doing technology checks. So if you have technology devices, bring your devices because we want to make sure that you can get these resumes up to date and if there's some online training that you can access them. So, you know, it's one of those, like I said, it's not a one size fit all. It isn't who it's for. It's for everybody. Bring it out. There's a family fun day. We have the 360 booths. Pick us together 360. She's in Columbia, South Carolina. She's coming up so that we can enjoy. We have fun.
Do you know there's another organization called Center360.org in Charlotte?
I don't think I've.
That's another one for kids that I was invited out to meet and going to work with them with Put Tools in Schools.
Okay.
It's called Center360.org. It's a group they work with the Amy James Center off West Boulevard and Francis Bradley Middle School up on Bates Ford Road.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I just want to throw that in there.
Okay, no, I'm always, like you said, I love meeting, finding out new resources, finding out what else is out there in the community. But it's one, like I say, come on out. You don't know what you don't know until you come out.
And, you know, for those people who really just, you know, we talk about hating school. I mean, we do. You know, how kids don't like school. There's a lot of people out there, grown adults, getting paid well that hate their jobs. They hate corporate America. I can truly get into that because I've been hired by three different corporations in my life, and I've been fired three different times. It doesn't work for me. It will not work for me. I know I'm a different dude and a little bit cantankerous, but I'm certainly no different from 70% of the kids in school today. That's the reality, folks. We're meant to be wiry. Move, go, run, jump, play, climb trees, fall out of tree. You only do it once. Then you say, I better not do that again. It hurts. That's how we learn, right?
Right.
How many times you gonna fall? That's an analogy there, folks. But that's the reality, right?
Right.
So I'm tickled. I, once again, I appreciate you reading your letter. And once again, I want to wish you and Miss Carpenter Walker, Miss Walker Carpenter, she's Miss Carpenter, a happy Mother's Day. Now, I'm going to say that two or three times because I got to be reminded of it. Tomorrow's Mother's Day. Yeah, it's a beautiful weekend. I love me some mothers. All of you, because you know what? I wouldn't be here without you. Y'all play such an important role. You really do. And, you know, Layla, I'm going to ask you. I know it's rude, but I'm old enough where I can be rude. How old are you?
I am 43.
43, three daughters, 20, 21, and 25?
Yep.
Did I get, I remember that?
That's right.
I told you if it's a number, I can remember that. Can't remember names worth a flip. Mm-hmm. But anyway, and here you are, mother, in your early 40s. Mm-hmm. And what's the third one doing?
The third one is my college dropout. Well, my oldest is my my third one. She actually she is today. She didn't go to a graduation, but she graduated from A&T with a bachelor's in social work. But she told me she will be at Mama. I don't want to go to college next week, trying to find out about a trade, because she found out what the starting salaries are. So she and some of her friends that have graduated will be at Mama. I don't want to go to college.
Now, in closing, and once again, I appreciate you coming in here today. Thank you. You were here last year. We're going to continue to support you.
Yes.
We need to collaborate. But, you know, folks, I know I harp a lot about this, you know, but we've got to, it's empowering. You know, once you, and Sam Fleming's here, and we're going to talk to Lorraine Carpenter as well, but I'm going to talk to Sam about what he's faced in the past 10 years of his life dealing with the same thing that Layla and I have talked about first hour, and that's kids and opportunities. You know, it's called empowerment. If we can just teach people, male, female, old, young, I don't care. The ones that's never had tools in their hands and never fixed anything and weren't taught. It's not that they don't want to know. It's just that we've never offered them the information or knowledge to know. But once you give them that, like gardening, once you learn to do things, to see it, to plant, to make, to, it empowers you out of codependency. We have been trained to be codependent. Because you got to pick up the phone. You can't tell somebody something nowadays and they say, well, what if? I don't do what ifs. God gave me a mind and intelligence and the ability to do anything I set my mind to. And now I got to check with somebody? Hell no. Why are we programmed like that? I'm sorry to be so blunt, but it just gets to me sometimes. Why? Because we can do anything, right?
Right.
I wish you luck with your event. I do. I can't see my clock. I need glasses. I got these, but they only work close up. Anyway, it's time. I think I'll do that soon. But, Layla, I hope to get by there next week. When I wrap up the show, I'm going to head that way. And speaking about next week, let me go ahead and tell you before I forget. Next week's Dr. Cammy Benton's in the house with Bodie. And I'm going to tell you more about that. We're going to talk about trauma, how it's affecting everyone right now. And we're going to talk about what you can do about it, some things that you may or may not know. And this Dr. Cammy Benton's in the house, medical doctor, along with a psychotherapist. And we're going to hit it hard and heavy. Going to get a little deep. But that's okay. We're going to tell you the truth and facts you need to know. And it's going to be well worth listening to. That's next week. And also, Mama, I don't want to go to college at the Sugar Creek Rec Center. Google it. It's that simple. I did three times this week. Sugar Creek Rec Center. Layla, thank you so much. Happy Mother's Day. I wish you the best, and I hope to see you next Saturday.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Right. We're going to take a top of the hour break here, folks, and we're going to talk to Sam Fleming from one. You still are doing 100 Gardens, aren't you?
Absolutely.
See, I hadn't talked to the boy in 4 years. We haven't so much as had a conversation in 4 years. That's wild. But that just goes to show you how that stupid pandemic affected us all. And so what? We march on, you know. But tune in next hour. We're going to talk about gardening. If you know what companion planting is, we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about a few little home things, too. I say home. All them chemicals you're putting on your garden. No! We don't want to do that. We're talking organic here. Tune in next hour, Gardening with Sam Fleming and Lorraine Carpenter, Master Gardener. We'll be back to talk more. Thank you, Layla.
Thank you.
See you next week.
All right.
We'll talk to you next hour right here on About Your House, Fox Sports Charlotte.
Another cup of coffee and join us for the second hour of About Your House. Coming up, hour two, Lorraine Walker Carpenter, a gardener, and Sam Fleming of 100gardens.org are talking, you guessed it, gardening. About Your House is brought to you in part by Carolina Foundation Solutions, a licensed general contractor in North and South Carolina, from the hills to the coast. If you have a problem, they have a solution. Also brought to you in part by PutToolsInSchools.org, connecting students to tools of the trades and raising awareness of the many career pathways. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some time with us as we spread a little love. And now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
Welcome back About Your House right here on Fox Sports Charlotte. Download the free app. Stream us live. Got Sam Fleming in the house, 100gardens.org. Got Lorraine Carpenter in the house, Master Gardener. It's a little late in the year, I think, but who gardens? Not me. I got no dirt. I lost my dirt. They paved over the dirt. Got no more dirt. I had a little bit of dirt, but they just covered it up. And like last hour, I told you, they covered it up. I knew when they did it. I said, you're going to have water problems. Sure enough, flooded last Thursday night. Idiots. Anyway, you can't tell people stuff. They just don't listen. Oh, anyway. Good morning, guys.
What's up?
Good to see you both. Miss Lorraine here, we kind of grew up together, but not really. Our parents knew each other very well. Our mothers played bridge together as children. I was a child. You was a child. We're about the same age. How old are you now?
72.
Yeah, we exactly. When's your birthday?
72? October.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to talk close.
Me?
Yeah,
you. October.
October. Okay. Yeah, I'm a January. So you're 72. You'll be 73 next October. Okay, I got you. I'll be 73 in January. So, yeah. So we were same
older
age.
Than you.
You're older than me? Okay, that works. I don't care. Yeah, you are older than me. A couple months, oh, 4 months.
That's a cup of coffee.
Yeah, what the hell? 72, 73, 71, it's the same age. It don't matter. Sam said, I look younger. I feel younger. Yeah. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Ray? I miss you, man.
I miss you, too. What you been up to? I mean.
Yeah, I kind of got off social media. I kind of disappeared away from that a little bit.
I don't blame you. If I could, I would.
But, yeah, I'm still running 100 Gardens. We're doing better than ever, so it's been great.
Now, you've done, what have you been doing the past 4 years? Because I'm totally out. Me and Sam go back several years. We met as a result of me being on the radio, and he wanted to meet me, and we met, and we got connected, and, you know, just started playing around together with gardening. Now, you've been gardening how long now? It was 100 Gardens. How old is it?
12 years.
12 years. How old are you now?
36.
See, here's the thing. It's probably been at least, how many years ago? God, you're 12 years with 100 Gardens, so we've known each other.
Almost a decade.
Yeah, about 10 years. You know, so we met and got involved, well, collaborated and played together and did some events together, all that. And he's doing the same thing we're doing, just in a different venue.
Yeah.
You know, are you still, where you at? What's going on? Talk to us a little bit.
Great. I guess, you know, for anybody who doesn't know what 100 Gardens is, we're a Charlotte-based nonprofit, and we work with schools and correctional centers to bring aquaponics programs in as a tool for what we call forging a new way of thinking. So aquaponics is where we raise edible freshwater fish and vegetables in a symbiotic ecosystem. So the fish are providing nutrients through their waste, and the plants remove those nutrients, returning clean water back for the fish.
And I'd like to have a dollar bill for every time he said that in the past 12 years.
I'm just like you, though. You have a story, and you have to repeat it over.
I know. That's how I relate to you. You know, God, we do this a lot. You know, I got a quick story for you.
Yeah.
You know Will Bumgarner. You met Will. Remember the guy that used to be in production here and who would do the spots and everything? Well, I hadn't seen him in over almost 3 years. You know, and everybody's heard Will's voice. He used to do the intros on this show, and he's just been all over TV and radio through the years when you hear his voice. It was funny, we talk about what we do all the time. He sent me a spot. He just recorded live video, audio, and everything. I said, how many times did it take you? He said, oh, that was one cut. And they sent it off to Florida and had it produced and all that. It just did it well. But I did another one just so they could pick from them. You know, and that's the same thing. You know, after your TED Talk, you did a TED Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that, though, you kind of, you just do it, right?
Right.
It just comes natural to you. Mm-hmm. But back to the powers that be with 100gardens.org. How many schools? You probably don't even know how many schools
we have. We have programs in 23 schools now and 3 correctional centers.
3 programs. That program's key word there.
Mm-hmm.
What's a program?
Okay, so a program is where not only is there an aquaponic garden in the school, but we have a contract with the school where we train the teachers on how to use this as a tool and help them break open their thinking about how they can deliver education to students through this experience of aquaponics.
Working with your hands and your mind.
Yeah.
That's the whole concept. Not that it's aquaponics, it's building.
Mm-hmm.
It's constructing.
Yeah.
It's engaging.
It's all the things when you think about it.
Science, math, mechanical, everything.
Mm-hmm. And so we do the teacher training. And then we provide staff members are assigned to each school. So we deploy what we call our site coordinators out into schools, and they coach the teachers and work with students to do a lot of activities and help facilitate the program that a school right now is not really designed to do. So we've learned over, you know, thousands of mistakes over the years.
Well, and that's how we learn.
Yeah, if you do the work, the answers will reveal themselves, yes. But they won't until you do the work. So we've kind of learned that, and we've kind of created programs based off of a decade of figuring out how to do it, you know. So it's a little more repeatable now than it used to be because we figured out the way to do it, I guess.
Right. How many institutions are you in?
23 schools.
23 schools, but how many prisons you in?
Three. Yeah, we're in three.
You know, correctional institutions.
I call it correctional because there's jails, there's prisons, and they are two different things.
I understand.
Yeah.
But you're working with the prisons primarily.
We're in one adult prison, one adult jail, and one juvenile prison.
And you were involved with all those, right?
Mm-hmm.
Personally?
Yeah.
Okay. How did that go? Just share a little bit about that because, you know, they've been created for a few years now.
Yeah.
And what are you seeing?
Okay, so the main thing about working in corrections is you find that this hands-on approach, whether it be aquaponics or anything else,
right,
really connects to, like, our human spirit, if you will.
It's what we are!
I know. So this is what you think. I was thinking about this while I was driving over here today. Like,
that's what we do!
When you think about just 100, you know, we've had civilization for at least 10,000 years, probably longer.
Right.
Like, what we now know is civilization.
Yeah.
And for 99.9% of that, most people were illiterate. Yet we were building buildings, we were creating inventions and doing all this stuff. Only in the last 100 years have most of humanity been
gone absolutely berserk.
Yeah, and so literacy is very important, obviously, but we didn't even need to know how to read and write to know how to do stuff for all of our existence as a species. And you learn by apprenticeships and other things where, and that's who we are, like you said, as human beings. And we've gotten so far away from that in our education system.
We've become overeducated idiots.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know.
And when I say that, that offends a lot of people. Well, get over it because that's what you become.
Yeah. So.
But yet the truth hurts, don't it?
Yeah. How can we, so how do we bridge those two things together? You know?
Right.
And take the best of what we've developed for education.
Right.
And then take the best of who we are as human beings and put those things together.
So, okay, now you're in prisons.
Mm-hmm.
What you seeing?
Okay, so getting back to that, sorry. I just thought in my head.
We get excited.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Little boys here.
Yeah, so we've had a ton of, it's mostly anecdotal, you know, like feedback from a lot of our students that are incarcerated. And most of it comes down to, when we can teach them how to do something, then they now build confidence that they haven't had before.
Empowering.
And yes, it's empowering. And I had a student last year contact me 4 years later. He now is a manager at the Lowe's Garden Center, and he was incarcerated at 19 years old. And he learned how to garden. I told him, dude, just don't worry about what job you get. Just go get a job in some kind of gardening and figure it out.
Do you like it? I love it.
Yeah.
Go figure it out.
Yeah.
It kind of takes care of itself.
Right, yeah. And so he started working there, and he emailed me, you know, a little while ago and said, just wanted to thank you for, you know, showing me all this stuff. And I was like, well, I appreciate that, but it's you who did it. You know, all I had to do
was
show the resource, show him he could do something. And then he took it from there. Mm-hmm. And that's what education is. We should be the coach, the students, or the players, teachers, the quarterback. But we all should be working as a cohesive team.
Collaboration.
Yeah.
Need to collaborate together and make these things happen with our kids instead of huddling around and seeing how we can get them to get a college degree. Now, look, here again, I sound real harsh in today's world when I say these kind of things, because y'all have been brainwashed so many years to think that that's mm-hmm. the pathway. No, it's not. It might be one, but it's not all.
Yeah.
It's not the be-all, okay? We've left something way behind, way behind, and now we got to play catch-up.
That's right.
And you're doing a great job. So, but you're seeing these incarcerated guys, you're seeing changes.
Yeah, for the ones who are willing to do it.
Well, I know. Yeah. You got attitudes, too.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they're
exactly.
men. And men are tough creatures anyway. men are dumb, dumb as dirt when they're not incarcerated. Oh, God, how harsh can I be today? I took a pill or something. The truth is brutal.
Yeah.
What's funny is when I say this in a group of men, they all bob their head. Yeah, they all.
Everybody knows.
They all. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So, but 23 schools. All right, 20. No, excuse me. You're in 23 different places, but schools predominantly where now? Everywhere.
Yeah. So mostly in the Charlotte area. So okay. We're in. 9 CMS schools.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great news.
Yeah, thank
That's
you.
That's terrific. Thank you, CMS.
Yeah, see, there's you've seen it. Things are changing.
They are changing.
We're in the front of it now.
They're changing.
And
you're
we're
right.
We're right on the edge of the pendulum swinging back, and, we can all see it.
We've made them angry enough now and responsive and reactionary, and that's what's going on.
Yeah, it is.
It's exactly a reaction with administrative people reacting to the need. And it's a good reaction.
Yep.
And that's what we're seeing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people say, well, you know, you've been... I've made them mad, okay? I'll just leave it at that. And, okay, fine. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
At least I raise the awareness.
Right.
You know, me or you or whatever, if we make them ill, okay, fine.
Right.
We're bringing attention to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've done that through your program. But they've seen the value in it also.
Yeah, that's what's really changed. It's been, we're finally like in demand, I guess, and that wasn't a thing really before. We really had to sell it before. But we have 5 full-time staff now.
We were going to get into that.
Yeah.
Let's take a break here and we'll come back. We're going to talk more about guarding, but I had to catch up. I hadn't talked to him in 4 years. We ain't even touched Lorraine yet. We got a lot to talk about. Let's talk about bugs. You want to? Maybe.
Hey, my favorite.
Bugs? You like bugs?
Yeah, I love them.
You love bugs? I got a bug lover. We're going to talk bugs. All right. More about your house after a break here, folks. It's a great morning. I took my meds today. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. Whatever it is. We'll be back with more about your house.
Traveling down the road, my burden wind is ashtray.
All right, welcome back to About Your House. Talking, we're going to be talking, I think we are, gardening, planting. And talking to Sam Fleming with huntergardens.org and Lorraine Carpenter, Master Gardener. And they're in the house. And are we beyond planting our garden? Where are we at in gardening?
As far as I'm concerned, right now the weather's so up and down. Some people plant early because they're going to go out there and cover it up. I don't, because it's all about the warmth of the soil. And so I do stages and succession, because if something gets my first phase, I got a second phase already coming in.
Okay. We'll get to that, but I want to get down to the foundation of gardening. Sam, you've done all kinds of gardening now, right? Dirt gardening, raised bed gardenings. Lorraine, I know you have as well. We got a lot of homeowners in Charlotte, and there's all kinds of gardening. Through the years here on the show, we've talked to, goodness gracious, raised beds, bucket gardening, elevated or vertical gardens, water gardens. I mean, there's all kind of gardens. And for you patio people, patio meaning there's, with all these apartments, if your apartment's facing the south and south, southwest, you got an opportunity to grow on your patio, right? So, but without the most important element in gardening, what would that be?
Yes. The person.
Well, all right. You're right. I got it. That's why I asked the question, because I wasn't thinking that. But you're right, the person. But the most important part is what?
Soil.
Dirt. You got to have good dirt.
Yep.
Right?
Well, I don't have to.
He does.
But if you're planting in soil,
right,
you need good dirt, right? And good dirt is not Miracle-Gro in a bag.
Right.
Am I right or wrong?
You're right. Correct. Right.
So you
synthetics are awful. Yeah.
Synthetics. What do you mean by synthetics, Lorraine?
Well,
speak close to your
example.
Mic.
Okay, for example.
There you go, Beth.
All right. I, at 22 years old, I don't know how I got this book, tiny book, about a tomato plant grown organically versus synthetic. That's when that changed my life, because it talked about the tomato plant organically had to stretch. It built up its own immune. The synthetic plant sat there, became weak, and that's where the pest went. That's when I got like, oh my God, our whole body has got to be developed the same way. We got to take
called
care
nature.
Of it. Yeah, take care of it.
So you relate plants to the body.
Yeah. Yep.
And you should.
We is what we eat.
We are what we eat. Lorraine, we have never talked about gardening, you and I. We've never had a conversation about it. But yet I called you. Why did I call you? How long have you been gardening?
I started when I was 23. When I read that book, I went, oh my gosh, I'm a junk eater. I have got to change my body. And so I was the last person in the world to ever want to get my fingernails dirty. And for some reason, I had this spiritual change. I ended up on a 500-acre experimental organic farm.
Where?
In Waysboro.
Okay.
And it was a leached farm, cotton mill, and these board members were trying to help the small farmer stay on the land, and synthetics were so expensive. So they were trying to get back to the basics and teaching them how to compost and how to take care of pests without herbicides, pesticides, weed control, et cetera, et cetera. So that was my first experience in seeing something really turned around.
Through organic growing?
Through organic growing.
Did you know Billy Stiles? Did you ever meet him yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
I was just curious.
But
there's so many gardeners around Charlotte.
Yeah.
It's gone crazy. And it's rightfully so. People are becoming aware, just like we put tools in
especially
schools.
During COVID, because they couldn't get toilet paper. And I think they started going, wait a minute, what if I can't get bread? Yeah.
Well, you don't need bread anyway, so that's a good one to get rid of. So, well, you don't. I'm sorry.
Okay, I can agree.
Bread is bad stuff.
I know what it is.
I love me some whole grain bread.
I know
though.
It.
Oh, God, I love me some whole sourdough bread.
Sourdough, honey. There
oh,
you go.
God, Lord, give me I love it.
Yeah.
However, it doesn't make it any better for you.
Yeah.
Bread is not good for you, folks. Sorry.
Too much carbs.
too many carbs, and if you're not picky about your flour, you're getting glyphosate.
Oh, and we already tested for that. We're
way beyond that.
Yeah.
Yep. And the problem is you get glyphosate in 90% of the food you buy in your grocery store. Now, what is glyphosate, folks? What am I talking about when I say glyphosate? I've said it for, what, I've been on this show now for 15, 16 years, and I preached it ever since I started it. That's Roundup. Hate it. Roundup. Roundup. You got that? It's glyphosate. It's poisonous. Carcinogenic.
Yep.
It'll kill you. Let's just put it bluntly, but real slow. Real slow. You know, and that's what's happening. I don't know if you've noticed the death rate going up. I don't know if you notice that. It's not something you look out your front door and see it. Oh, yep, people are dying all around me. Yep, they are. Why? Because we're sick. Why are we sick? Because we are what we eat. Right?
We is what we is, yep.
Yep. So, you know, and you can, but it's so good. Yeah, but you can still die from it. You know, and that's the crying shame, and that's what we're talking about with gardening. You know.
Yeah.
And Sam, here, you're educating, training people of all ages and classes how to grow food with food.
Mm-hmm.
Food being the fish. You know, a lot of people hate tilapia, right? You can hate them all you want, but if that's all you got to eat, pretty damn good. Right?
Yeah. And luckily now there's a lot more species coming on board. Mm, so it's the industry is expanding in that regard.
Okay.
That's good stuff. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
There's actually if you're interested in seeing how far it's come, there's a farm called Superior Fresh in Wisconsin. It's 30 acres under glass greenhouse. And it's the largest aquaponic farm in the world. And they do organic certified Atlantic salmon and about 3 million pounds of salad greens a year coming out of this facility.
3 million pounds of salad greens?
Yeah.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah, and about 500,000 pounds of organic, USDA organic certified salmon.
Where are they selling that?
So you can actually go to Superior Fresh's website and they'll mail order you frozen salmon.
Then look it up.
But it's the first aquaponics farm that's now competing at price point with outdoor farmers. So they have now secured every Quick Trip gas station in the state of Wisconsin has grab-and-go salads coming out of Superior Fresh.
And it's all organic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, but we've got to be careful talking about this organic craze. Just because it says organic on the label, I'm sorry to say, doesn't mean much anymore. It's called marketing and money in America.
Right.
You know, so organic, you need to do your research and make sure what's behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Would y'all agree with that?
Definite.
Yeah, it is a generic kind of term that's being used now.
Trendy.
Yeah, because, you know.
And there's no law or rule against it.
Right.
But there shouldn't be. It's called ethics, values. And there's a whole different show about the values and ethics, and, you know, it's a good book, you know, teaching you how to live right. Okay, enough said about that. You can go to church tomorrow and figure all that out. So, my gosh, where did we make the left-hand turn?
Oh, we were talking about the big aquaponics farm.
Right. I know.
Organic certification, that was
right.
It.
Yeah, but organic, just what I'm telling you is just because it says it doesn't mean it, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, like, there's also conventionally grown produce that can be safe to eat. Because it's not certified organic doesn't mean that it wasn't grown well.
Right.
You know.
They just don't want to spend all the money to get certified for.
Correct.
See, certification's another money grab in this
country.
Exactly.
It is.
It's become another money grab. Be certified. Be approved. Be certified.
Yeah.
It's all money.
Well, and you look at, like, so many products that will say, like, GMO-free. But they're products that there aren't even GMO crops
necessary
for.
Yeah.
Like you'll see one that'll be like GMO free, you know,
pistachios.
Yeah, something like that. But there are no GMO.
There's no
pistachios.
Right.
You know,
it's a marketing ploy.
Yeah.
Yes, like the health and wellness industry is indeed an industry.
Yep.
Yep. It is.
A
big one. It
ramps me up.
Yep. Why?
Number one, okay, I'm living on this 500-acre farm, reading Rodale Press. There is no internet. You know, I am sucking up all this eat from the ground that you raise, and you'll be well. Well, my mother gets sick, She was my size. All of a sudden, she drops to 85 pounds.
Miss Betty Walker.
Yes. And the doctor said, Lorraine, she's going to die. I mean, we get her heart straightened out. Her lungs fill up with water. And I'm sitting in this 500-acre farm thinking, why don't I start cooking for her? Guess what? 3 months. She was alive. She lived 16 more years. I went to her doctor and told her, and he said, well, that was all in her head. And I said, well, what did you put in her head? Oh, you're telling me I can just say, ha, grow your own food and you'll get better, and that's in your head? Okay, I'll buy that.
Wow. So what was her lifestyle like?
She
leading up to the
okay,
point where you thought she was going
to die. My mother was a Cajun
cook,
okay? So to have her switch over to not using lard and you know, all this heavy, heavy, heavy fat was what was creating this problem. And my mother was very active, but, you know, hereditary. I mean, her mother died of heart disease. Mm-hmm. Her father died at 40-ish. So in her head, she never, I think some of it was, you know, attitude, too.
Well, a lot of people are convinced, you know, in the health arena that hereditary, that word hereditary.
Exactly.
Actually, that's another marketing ploy. It's not all hereditary. Just because your mother had this or your father had this doesn't mean that's the reason. And that's being proven every day in the scientific health arena that, you know, you can change mm-hmm. those. I'm a great example. I could tell you all about that. But no, it ain't about me. Fact is, that's another lie, you know, that they'll use.
Yeah, exactly.
And so what? And so your mother lived 16 more years.
She lived longer than my father. We never thought she'd live that long. She was in a really terrible automobile accident when I was about 7, and I mean, she was in the hospital in South Dakota for months and months and months. And so when my father was able to get her back home, I mean, she had broken legs, broken back. So she was in a lot of pain, you know, most of her life and stuff. But she still overcame that, became very active, and she was a great, great cook. And so for the most part, she ate pretty healthy, you know. They always had a garden, but it was probably, you know, synthetic. I had no interest in the way they gardened. I mean, it was just to me like, I was a teenager, seemed like a lot of work for nothing, you know, until I learned about organics, you know, and the ecosystem.
Nature.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need anything but nature, folks.
Mm-mm.
You know, they didn't have any hardware stores before 1900 to speak of. They had mercantiles, but the mercantiles were everything, mm-hmm. clothes, ooh. Hardware, everything. That, like, you know, you see on the Western movies, the mercantiles. You know, well, you know, we don't think at 1900, you know, you said it, the last century was the demise of America and our health values, mm-hmm. our everything, because we got away from nature. We got away from the natural
spirit
of the land and of
yeah.
God, and we got into money. And then here we go into the 1900s, and that's a whole show about how we've been corrupted, and it's all around money, every bit of it, even growing. You know, and the guy that invented fertilizer regretted doing it.
Mm-hmm.
He was a scientist, and he regretted it because he saw what they did with it, you know. And
oh, is that the one who learned how to fix nitrogen out of the air?
Yeah.
Haber Bosch.
Yeah, and he regretted it because of what it did to
mm-hmm.
planting. And now, here we are. Gee whiz, now we're changing the way we farm again. But that's not, mm-hmm. unfortunately, it's against the system. Right now, Big Ag
ugh.
Owns what we eat, unfortunately. And we need to get in. All right, you're growing where? I mean, what are you involved in? You're busy because I can never get you on the dang phone. You're always doing something, and that's good.
Yeah, I live a little bit less than a quarter of an acre in Charlotte.
Right.
And I moved to that location in 2000. And once I left the farm, I lived on my own 50-acre farm after I lived on the 500-acre. I got a divorce. I had to get into corporate world, raise 2 kids. Didn't even think about growing anything. 2000, I bought this house. Thought I would plant a tomato plant. I ate that tomato. I went, this is the worst thing I've ever tasted. What is wrong with this? That's when I learned about hybrid. They make them pretty. They can ship them for 5,000 miles. They have no taste. That's when I became, inundated with heirloom.
Heirloom is what?
It is like the passing on of the real seed.
Yeah, the true genetic line.
Genetic, yeah. Yes.
Okay, let's talk growing.
Yeah.
Dirt. Mm. Where can someone get good dirt?
Make your own dirt.
Tell me, for example,
clay. That's one of the greatest soils. People come down here and go, yuck. I'm like, you know what?
When it turns to mud. That's the only thing I don't like.
Well,
about
make bricks
clay.
With it. Come on, get innovative. Yeah, no. You're the one that talks about it.
No, I agree with all that. just mud. Yeah, I don't like
just
mud.
Kidding.
Mud makes me break out. I'm allergic. I tell contractors I'm allergic to mud. You get rid of the mud, I'll come and do your job. I'm serious. I will leave a job over mud. You got to control.
You got to
control your land, your drainage, folks. Contractors, control your drainage, and you won't have all this mud.
That's why you're upset. Okay.
I'm not upset. I'm just not going to do it. Well, look, I got to carry that mud in your clean house, right?
You wear slippers. Let's talk about seeds. Okay.
I was going to let that one go. Just completely fly by. Wear slippers. We don't wear slippers. Don't wear little footies.
Men don't wear slippers.
I will, but doing what I do in people's homes, I'm not wearing slippers because it's not safe.
All right.
I slide. You carry a dryer upstairs wearing slippers. It don't work. Okay, carry on. Let's get back to growing.
All right. So clay.
Good dirt. Clay.
Okay.
Dirt.
Have you ever thought about dirt being positive or negative?
Yeah.
You have. Okay.
I have. pH about the dirt. It's all about pH.
All right, but that's not the charge.
You talk about negative. Energetic charge.
Yes, okay.
Gotcha. Good thing.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
So, you don't think about it. Plants are positive, so you need a negative, right? Clay is one of the greatest sources of that.
Grounding.
So you ground it with worm poop or,
those are called worm castings in the stores. Worm
in
poop.
The South,
it does not
poop.
Have POOP on the label.
There's a fertilizer called fish poop now that you can
get. Oh, that's true. Okay. There is.
All right. So worm casting.
So anyway, composting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Composting is, the city of Charlotte used to be really, really great with teaching people how to vermicompost. Put your leaves at the curb, great, but why don't you use them to make compost? They were very big about teaching people to do that.
Yes, they were.
All right. So anyway, what's left of people like me who continue to do that and make my own dirt, it is the most valuable source to integrate with our clay. Holds water.
Amending your soil. Amending soil.
Exactly.
Compost centrals. There's several around town.
Right.
Okay. Mecklenburg County. Waste collection. They do it. Storm waste and all that. They make it compost. Do you think that's a good amendment?
I've never used it.
I'm just curious. Because it's cheap.
I'm glad it's
And
there.
It's easily accessible.
I've been there. I'm glad they're doing it. I think it's fabulous.
It's better than going to buy other stuff like Miracle-Gro and bags.
Yeah, I've used it before. It's good.
Yeah.
You want to get the screened one, though. One time I got the unscreened compost, which is about a third of the price. It's a good deal, but there's like cigarette butts and stuff like that.
Oh, it's got so much trash.
Yeah. Yeah. So get the pay extra for the screened compost. But I think it's a great, to divert the organic waste from the landfill and put it back into our yards to nourish the local ecosystem seems like the smart thing to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, Compost Central made a heck of a backyard for me about 20 years ago. I took Compost Central 3 trailer loads and amended clay, to your point, and a berm, and now I would grow plants beyond anything I'd ever grown. And it works. And the whole idea behind it is you want to create an organic soil that has everything it needs. Worm cat. And when you go out like I did and you could get a shovel full of dirt, and that shovel full of dirt that you're growing in has worms all through it. Bingo. Mm-hmm. You hit pay dirt.
Living.
Pay dirt. You get it? Pay dirt. Good dirt. But right?
Yeah.
That's how you see good dirt. When you go out and you turn it over and you got worms crawling everywhere. That's good dirt.
Yeah.
When you plant tomatoes.
Living. When?
Yeah, when?
Well, a lot of people say, you know, Mother's Day or whatever. I just wait until actually the soil gets, because I've planted tomatoes early. I've got big
What's
cages. Early would be like April 1st.
Okay.
State University says the last frost, you know.
Yeah.
And so that is not, you know, definitive.
Right.
So I planted three, right? Have tall cages. I could go put sheets over them, you know, when the frost would come. They didn't get any bigger when I planted the rest of the tomatoes, because it's all about the soil warmth. So why work extra going having to cover up stuff? You know, that's what I do. Maybe I'm a lazy gardener, you know?
No, you're just smarter.
Yeah.
And it depends also if you want a spring garden. You know, like spring stuff, you can plant in early March.
Right, right.
And if you do it, if you plant that at the right time, then by the time those collards and sugar snap peas and carrots and onions are almost done, it's time to put
time
the tomatoes
to put your
in
stuff
mid-May.
In. Yes.
So if you can put your spring garden in, you don't lose any production. Mm-mm. You actually gain a whole season. And then it forces you to only plant the summer stuff when that stuff is done, which is going to be when it's guaranteed to be warmer.
That's a good point.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. We're going to talk gardening more with these two folks here, Lorraine Carpenter and Sam Fleming. When we come back from the break, you're listening to About Your House on Fox Sports Charlotte, 94.7 FM. Or you can tune in to Facebook Live, and we are on the About Your House radio page right now. How y'all doing? We'll be back. Touch, but you can't hold your man. You never thought you'd be a touch, but you can't hold your man. You never thought you'd be alone this far down the line. I know what's been on your mind. You're afraid it's all been wasted. I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road, and they don't care about what you know. It's not about how you feel, but what you provide inside that home. Being a man is what you make it. You can't always live up to expectations. You try to please everybody while you struggle, so you fake it and end up out of balance, compromising situations. As a good man, do what he should, man. Give everything he has and do everything he could, man. You might find yourself feeling all alone inside a house you built that you don't recognize as home. And that's what my daddy told me, and I'll tell my son the same. Now that I'm older, I relate, and I actually feel his pain. He never cried, he might have lied, but he did not complain. And he said, son, one day you'll have to do this. All righty, welcome back to About Your House. Talking about growing stuff.
Uh-huh.
Growing stuff. Vegetables. So right now is a good time to grow. Start your garden.
Yeah.
Now, raised beds or flush beds? I mean, what do you advise? Y'all got any tips to offer people?
Well,
how do you grow in your garden?
When somebody asks me to come over and look and say, I want to grow some food, you know, I'll check and see, is there roots underneath? Because these big trees get taken mm-hmm. down and you got the roots. Okay, so then you can do a hoogle on top of that, mm-hmm. a hoogle couture.
A what? Or, whoa.
Hoogle.
Hoogle.
It's a German way of gardening with using logs.
The word of the day, hoogle. Okay.
I'm a hoogle girl.
Okay.
So anyway, or you can do raised beds. I like the metal, you know, type where you don't have to have any kind of wood that's going to decay. Plus, as people get older like me, you've got higher. So it depends on their layout. I actually have 1,800 square feet in the ground, and I have two tall raised beds that I use.
And what do you grow?
Getting ready to put some strawberries and asparagus together. I try to look at companion. Getting ready to put some...
Well, let's stop there. You just said a key word, companion.
All right, companion.
Explain that to people.
All right, companion is like people in neighborhoods. You know, you might have a good neighbor, you might not have a good neighbor. What you want to do is you want to end up in a good neighbor.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You want to end up in a good neighborhood.
Right.
Well, okay, so the first thing, easiest thing about companions is tomatoes and basil, okay? The smell is usually how it's controlled by pet. Smells control the pests.
Companion planting, and there's a lot of insect control around companion planting.
Right. So, you know, you plant those interspersed. You know, I'll usually do different types. You know, you can root basil really easy so you can have more, et cetera, et cetera. I've been gardening on that same area since 2000. Can't say that I've always done rotation, but I've never had tomato hornworms. I have worked with people that said, you've never had them? And I'm like, no. And I'm not bragging. I'm just like, I'm curious.
Right.
Wonder why.
Sure.
So it's a number of things that I have figured out that I don't have tomato hornworms.
All right. Companion planting. Is that possibly part
thing.
Of it?
Yes. That.
So you plant basil with tomato.
With tomatoes. And when I've always planted sunflowers in my garden, just because I loved them, that's bringing the birds in. So the birds are diving in and eating tomato hornworms. The other thing I didn't know.
So birds are helping you control the problems.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So there we talk about the ecosystem. You know,
it's nature. Yeah.
If you're getting mosquito sprays at your house, then you're killing the very things that are going to take care of your garden. Okay.
The way you take care of mosquitoes is eliminate all the water handling, all the water.
Right.
Clean your gutters out.
And attract dragonflies.
Yep.
Yep.
Right. So all those things are very important. Okay. But companion planting, and I'm glad you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
I had a whole sheet on my desk, and I forgot it this morning. Companion
right.
planting is part of the art of gardening.
Yeah.
Gardening. So you sunflower seeds, draw the birds, what
mm-hmm.
else?
Well, you know, it's very complicated. I mean, you know, I've spent time trying to think I could memorize, like, when you're planting potatoes, what, you know, you don't want to put beside it or add to it, because there's complements, too.
Let me ask you something, both of you, because you've both been gardening quite some time. Copper. Have you ever used copper in your garden?
I don't need to.
Well, why not?
Because I do everything else is
that
providing.
Takes care.
Yeah.
Then why don't you? I mean, do you know what copper does?
People were telling me about it, and I was
okay,
like,
okay, that's
you know,
why I was curious.
Yeah.
What do you know about that?
Something about it. It sends off a charge, and it sends
not
away
only
your pest.
Not
you
only
know?
That, it's an antifungal.
Like copper sinks.
It works.
Right.
It works.
Okay.
And only because I've seen it work now. Okay. And now there's also something about running a wire, grounding the plant, literally.
Right.
And there's energy involved in that. You even talked about it, grounding. Well, if you ground your plant and use copper, copper is an antifungal. And it's also got minerals that help the plant grow. And it just, there's an energy thing that works too.
Tell me why you need antifungal.
To keep mildew and mold off the plant in some plants.
Okay.
Yeah, plants, okay? But it works.
Okay, you've done it?
It's amazing. Yeah,
okay.
Sure have.
All right.
80 different plants.
Okay.
You know, and it worked. And it's amazing. I'm just throwing it out there.
I love it.
We can't use it. It'll kill our fish.
So, oh, yeah.
Well,
fish
there
are
you go.
Extremely sensitive to copper.
Well, there you go.
So it would make me proceed with
but
caution.
But you ain't using dirt either.
No, we're not. But
all right.
But wouldn't you think there would be a possibility? And I'm not educated on the subject.
For algae.
If, let's say, you had a farm, you're growing strawberries, and they got fungus, and you're right next to a stream, and you spray with
mm-hmm.
organic copper sulfate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it goes
what
into
are you
the
doing
stream.
Downstream when it rains again?
Right.
Who knows?
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So that's why I brought it up, because
okay.
Discussion's amazing what you can learn.
It is.
By talking.
Yeah.
And I'm just asking you, are you familiar with it? Because when I read about it on four different resources, okay,
mm-hmm.
and the fact is some of these gardeners really have used it, and it's effective. And then one of them was running a small copper wire to the top of the plant and hooking to the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what? But the plant, it worked. So I don't know. I'm just, is there anybody used it out there listening and would like to give us some input? I'm just curious. I'm not saying use it. I'm saying, have you ever used it? What are the possibilities? Because I've read about it, and it scientifically, grounding and everything, energetics, makes sense.
Yeah, for all of us.
It makes sense.
So you mentioned that you don't have powdery mildew. So do you have strategies around how you prevent that from happening, or is it just the varieties you select?
Yeah, I mean, the first time I got it, I didn't, you know, you got to have space between these tomato plants, whatever.
Why?
Well, because you have to have air circulation, okay? And cutting off the bottom, so because when water, rainwater hits the bottom, it, you know. However, the other thing is when I had this attack from that, my friends that also do neighboring said, you didn't have to solarize your soil to get rid of it? And I went, no.
Have to what?
Solarize it to get, once that, you know, a blight or any type of fungus gets in your plants. And I went, oh, I know why I didn't have to, because I use worm castings. They kill viruses and funguses in the soil.
Mm. Okay.
So that made me think, that's true.
You know, worms.
Yeah, worm castings.
Yeah, worm casting and worm. I just say worms.
And, you know, I would just think the increased biodiversity that you're bringing into the soil is itself the defense mechanism that just prevents like any one thing from getting out of balance.
Yes. Just like that tomato plant book.
Just like your gut and what we eat.
Exactly.
Your microbiome.
Yes.
We're like plants.
Oh, I have a great story.
God, I can hardly wait.
I'm not kidding you.
Wow.
I worked on a Johnson & Johnson program one time, and it was like an autoimmune, okay?
Cool. I hear you.
Scientist comes, talks to us, and said, do y'all have any questions? I said, yeah, autoimmune. My body's attacking myself. Why? America's too clean. She said, we know a man, because only 3% of the
I'm going to love this story right here.
3% of the population of men get rheumatoid arthritis, because they'll probably do the cleaning, right? They're not wiping out their microbiome. She said, we had a man, went outside and got a jar of dirt and worms, ate it, healed himself because he restored his gut. She said, we're not selling that idea. But
you get the point.
Yeah, yes.
Exactly.
And I mean, I used to make sauerkraut and all this good flourishing bacteria for your gut. I went home, started it right back again because,
we are way, way too clean as a society.
Yep.
And all the chemicals we use are environmental toxins, and they're killing us.
Yes.
They're creating more disease, more ailments, more sickness, and everything else. We speak of this. Dr. Cammy Benton will be on the program next Saturday, and we'll bring that up again. Our environmental toxins are killing us. One of the things, just one, a lot of things are, but environmental toxins and the chemicals and all the cleaning and everything else like we're talking about right here. Big health issue, and it's affecting our health in general. And by the way, next week we'll be talking about, you know, a lot of different health and wellness issues. And I've got something to share on my own behalf as a 72-year-old man. All you men, you better pay attention next week. I'm going to share what's going on with me, because I can be your guinea pig. You know, and I have been in certain ways, and I will tell you about that next Saturday. You know, prostate health, sex health, all that we're going to talk about right here next week. And you know what? What's the greatest healer on the planet? What's the greatest healing agent on the planet? What is it?
Having a spiritual attitude, probably. No?
Very well connected. It's called love. Love. Your vibrations, your energy, your everything. Ain't you happier now, Sam?
Absolutely.
He's in a relationship, folks. Been in one a year and a half now?
Yep.
Year and a half. It's amazing. What love energy can heal and produce in us as humans. That's why you're staying stressed, because they're putting stress on you. When you're stressed, you're not loving. It don't work. We'll be back with more stuff.
slept in or are just joining us, stay tuned for the third hour with Lorraine Walker Carpenter, a gardener, and Sam Fleming of 100gardens.org, continuing our conversation on gardening. About Your House is brought to you in part by Carolina Foundation Solutions, a licensed general contractor in North and South Carolina, from the hills to the coast. If you have a problem, they have a solution. Also brought to you by PutToolsInSchools.org, connecting students to tools of the trades and raising awareness of the many career pathways. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some time with us as we spread a little love. And now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
The first thing I can recall is how she picked me up when I would fall. My mama. And if I should cry out in the night, who was there to make it right but mama? Always gentle, always strong, tried to teach us right from wrong, our mama. Just one smile, just one face, nothing else can take the place of mama. The art from school would win no prize, but it was precious in the eyes of mama. Little things would make from day to day were always proudly on display by mama. Music, sports, or spelling test, you only had to do your best for mama. And we were special, but the same somehow. It was that way then, it's that way now, to mama. Now kids act a fool, sometimes it's true, but she always knew just what to do, our mama. For with just a glance or a certain look, that's usually all it ever took from.
Okay, thanks to Hacksaw for putting that song up. That's by James Rogers, a friend of a listener of mine, of ours, actually, Brent McDowell up there in Gaston County. Appreciate you giving us that song many years ago. And it's a very heartfelt song about mothers. And I wish all you mothers out there a great, wonderful Mother's Day tomorrow. And just enjoy your day. I love you all. Mothers are very special creatures. Absolutely. I think of mine every day. She's no longer with us, of course, but she just she meant so much to me, and I carry her with me wherever I go every day because she gave me all the qualities that I feel I have, you know, and I'm just so grateful that I had one. And so you just go out and make it a great weekend, and all you – everybody out there, please reach out to your mother. And if you've got problems in a relationship with your mother, see what you can do to mend it. You know, don't let her leave this earth thinking negative things, please. Because frankly, it's incredible. Mothers are just incredible human beings. And I'm grateful for each and every one of you because y'all keep us all straight. You really do. Without the mothers, the men would not be men. And that's a fact. It's just the way it is. Like it or not, that's a God law. I didn't make that one. God did. So go out and make it a great weekend for all you mothers and all everybody else you call the mothers tomorrow. They don't need flowers. They don't need gifts. They need love and your time. The most important thing is time. So happy Mother's Day to you all. All right. Let me mention a few more things, too. Well, I had it on my computer screen here. I'll tell you in a minute. I got bringing some updates up to you. The NERI meeting May 23rd at Marva Stone. No, that was last month. We're at Cocentino this month. But I'll tell you about that again next week on next week's show. And don't forget the Mama, I Don't Want to Go to College event coming up next week. May 18th at the Sugar Creek Rec Center. And we've got Put Tools in Schools as a career day on May 21st. I do believe it's May 21st at Rocky River High School. Looking forward to that. And once more, if you're interested or have any interest in Put Tools in Schools events and how you could reach out and engage and affect some kids' lives and their futures, please reach out to info at puttoolsinschools.org. That's info at puttoolsinschools.org. Now, I'll do it for now. So moving on, talking to Lorraine Carpenter and Sam Fleming about gardening and, you know, what you, just a few things. Gardening, God, you could talk gardening for hours, many hours. You know, I'm a believer in organic, simple, back-to-nature gardening. You know, learn the simple ways because you don't need to go to the garden center. You know, there were no garden centers either back before 1900.
Hmm.
They didn't sell Miracle-Gro. They had none of that. Just good old Mother Nature. And Mother Nature holds all the keys. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree.
You know? And one more announcement I have to make about a sponsor of ours that talking about nature. The number one analgesic on the planet prior to 1900. The number one analgesic, do you know what it was? Before 1900. How about you, Sam?
An analgesic, meaning a painkiller?
Yeah.
I thought it was heroin.
That was one of the top ones.
Okay.
But what was the other top one? It's called cannabis.
Oh,
hemp.
Cannabis.
Hemp.
Okay, cannabinoids.
Yeah, cannabidiol. Well, they didn't know that word back then.
Right.
They knew what hemp and cannabis was.
Yeah.
And that was the number one analgesic. And you know what? And you know about it, too, with Rick Simpson oil.
Yeah.
We talked about it.
Yeah.
And that's a natural, earth-bound product.
Yes.
Earth, you know.
Yes.
Originated from the earth in a hemp plant.
Yep.
Cannabis. And it will cure cancer. Okay. That's 100% plant-based medicine.
Yeah.
That's what CBD stores are all about today. That's what they're all about. Cannabidiol, a natural analgesic that affects everybody in a different way. And now why do I bring that up? Crown Town Cannabis stores, right? All their products are third-party tested for purity and quality, and they're opening a new store at 115 Park Avenue, right around the corner from the studio here on South Boulevard in South End. Brand new store should be up here in the next 30 days. I'll give you up to dates on that at 115 Park Avenue for all you South Enders. Got one on the south side of town now. So that's Crown Town Cannabis, new store. And go in there, any store over on Central Avenue, down in Concord, whatever store, down in Oda, above Cabo Fish Taco. Do you know about that store? You know, they've got great, great products for your health and wellness. No, they're not doctors. I'm not a doctor, and I don't know anything about it other than the fact that what works, works, okay? And no, I don't need a written prescription or anything like that. I know what's good for Ray Terry, and I'll go get what I want to put in my body. You can, too. Remember that. But my doctor says, okay, listen to him. All right. Moving forward, let's get back to growing. The healthiest plan of all is one that's good for you, right? Healthy, great, got good for your gut, good for your system, and not necessarily good for your brain. But, excuse me, my button's not working, my headphones. You know, when you go out on radio, I can talk normally any other time, but when you're on the radio, there's something about wearing headphones and listening over the, I don't know what it is, but
it's
anyway.
It's white coat syndrome.
Yeah, what'd you say?
White coat syndrome.
Yeah, white coat syndrome. What's that?
You know, you go to the doctor and your white coat comes in and all of a sudden your blood pressure just goes.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. Not mine. Matter of fact, I went to the doctor this week. That's what I was going to share with everybody next week about my report.
Yeah.
But the funny thing was, she says, can I take your blood pressure? I said, sure, it's going to be 120, between 125 and 130 over probably around 80. She said, and you know that. I said, sure, I do. She says, how? I said, well, check and see. It was 127 over 79. I couldn't have hit it more close, could I? And did you know you can bring your blood pressure down by breathing?
Nope,
breathing exercises.
I didn't know that, but
yes, if you sit there, if your blood pressure's high, I don't care who you are, and you sit there and you calm yourself down and get into a very quiet mode and you do heavy breathing exercises, your blood pressure will come down at least by 10 points.
Wow.
Breath is powerful.
It works. But anyway, let's get back to plants.
Right.
Tomatoes.
Yeah.
So now's a great time to plant tomatoes.
Yeah, you could have planted them before, but, you know, I don't know if you did succession or not.
I didn't, but we had a couple dwarf tomatoes on our patio, just in pots. We started them about, I don't know, put them in there a couple weeks ago. Been doing fine.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, mine, maybe about that big. I don't know if I told you I was in this car accident, so I've been slower at doing things. But the main thing...
You've been convalescing.
Yes, and plus learning how much I could do, how much I can stand, you know, adjusting to seating.
Sure.
And, you know, when you start doing something, you want to get finished. And I just have to go, Lorraine, you can only do so much.
Just go so slow.
But putting one tomato plant out, one a day, I got 23 plants out. So the concept of just do it.
Right.
Do it. Just do something.
And if some of the earlier plantings get too cold, big deal.
It doesn't matter.
You've been planting more.
Yes. Yes. So.
I got a question online here. And you can text me a question if y'all have any. You can go online to About Your House Radio's page and put a question in there, and Rishon will pass it on. Or you can text me at 704-712-4644. That's my cell number, and I'm sitting right here. But we have a question from Brent. What do you and your guests think about the new...
and approved.
Organic Miracle-Gro fertilizer.
You want me to be honest?
No, tell me a lie.
I think Miracle-Gro lost so much share they had to come up with that fancy word.
Organic. Yeah, and you know, if I had to say anything, just my opinion, heck no.
Mm-mm.
How about you?
Mm-mm. Heck no. I would buy everything from American Beauty Garden Center if I could make a plug right now, because they're not going to carry crap.
American Beauty Garden Center. Where would that be?
Independence
Boulevard.
Close to Idyllwild. Yeah.
At Idyllwild?
Yep.
I shop there a lot, too.
Yeah. Hydroponics, organics. You got a problem, say you want to get rid of, you know, something horrible that most people are going to go to Roundup. They can generally steer you in a direction. If they don't have it, they can tell you how to get it.
Right. And that's what now? Tell them
again. Like, for example, like say people call me and say, look, I got wisteria growing all over my yard. I am going to use Roundup. And I'm like, just go talk to these people at American Beauty Garden Center. You know, just try to make a change, because it's so easy just do the wrong thing.
I got a buddy. I went up here last week to visit him, and he was going to give me a battery from a truck. And I said, okay. And his wife comes out with Roundup. I said, what in the world are you doing that? She said, Ray, don't give me your crap. She said, Ray, don't give me your crap. I'm going to use it because nothing else works.
Yep.
And I says, okay. And I just shut up, obviously. I was told to. And I will shut up when I'm told to shut up. Most of the time. But you know, organics, there are ways to kill weeds other than the chemicals. Now, does it work as good? No, it doesn't. But it won't kill you as slowly either. Or at all. How's that? You know, because glyphosate is a deadly chemical that is causing cancer and doing harm. And you brought up a point about runoff. When you spray it in your yard, where do you think the residual goes?
Mm-hmm.
It's runoff. And why do you think 90% of the food in a grocery store has glyphosate in it? In the cereal aisle, every box of cereal you buy contains it.
Yep.
Folks, this is real. I ain't telling you a lie. I ain't telling you things to be right. But this is what we're dealing with Miracle-Gro.
Yeah.
Sorry, Miracle-Gro. You're owned by who? Oh, yeah, one of them big pharma companies.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yep, we know.
Yep. Anyway, let's get back to nature. You know, if you want to plant a garden, be natural. And it's all good dirt. You got to start with the good dirt. We talked about that. What's good dirt? You can take a clay, and everybody hates clay, we got to say it again, and amend it with organic material. Could be leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Could be just compost material that you've collected, you know, like your food. Do you compost your food?
Yeah.
You do?
Well, I have worm castings, too, so I've got all kinds of places to get rid of food scraps.
So you
pick up food scraps, yeah.
So, and what do you do with those food scraps?
Well, I mean, I go by these juice places and get the big bags of leftover pulp, you know, after they've made juicing.
Okay, okay.
Because I have 6 compost bins. I've got a big red wiggler worm, you know, bin. I got a lot of hungry people in my house.
Do you yield a lot of food every year, Lorraine?
Yeah, I used to give it like 90% of it to Friendship Gardens.
Sure.
And I hated that. So now I'm going to start giving it to the Bulb. And last year I had...
How's the Bulb doing?
It's doing great, yeah.
Great. Good.
Yeah, but I had... Have you ever seen a tromboncino Italian squash?
No.
Oh, my God. It is the most incredible plant. And I had... massive amount, and I gave it to the chef at it used to be called I think it's called Rooftop now.
Uh-huh.
It used to be Urban Ministry. They've got a chef that'll cook a meal every day, so I'm looking for ways to try to yes, because I am on a corner, and I mean I have people stealing my garden and stuff like that, but a lot of the Latinos will come up to my door and say, you know, you got chili. I was like, listen.
Man, I'd do me a swap deal.
You can have anything you want.
If you give me Latinos that know how to cook, I'd do a swap deal for for some tamales.
Ooh.
Man, but they know how to make tamales.
Getting
good tamales are hard to come by. So, and once again, anybody know where a tamale source is?
There's a lady in
704-712-4644. I would love to know that. What do you say?
I said there was a lady that was making them. She'd deliver them to your house.
So, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Anyway, we'll find
out. There used to be a dude who would set up at the Compare Foods on Sharon Amity.
Yeah,
I heard about him.
In
a van.
Right.
And they had coolers full of tamales they kept them, like, in steam. And they were...
Man.
And he would just...
I love
it. Making me hungry.
A good tamale.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to take a break. Let's take a break here, and we'll come back and talk about enchiladas. No, not really. But tamales.
Oh,
but tamales, man, they're good. I love them. Anyway, anybody know where you can get a good tamale? Let me know. Right here on About Your House. If you want to call, by the way, our landline is 704-227-8986. I know I didn't tell you that not one time this show. I'm sorry. But we're not done yet, so let me tell you again. 704-227-8986. Sports.
So how many viewers do you have?
Viewers? I don't know about viewers. I don't even know about listeners. You know, with all the technology, Lorraine, that's a great question. I get asked that a lot. I don't know.
You don't care.
No, I do care. I care a lot.
I didn't mean it in a negative.
God, I don't want to talk to you anymore. No, we're
done. You love this so much, you do it. Just
it don't matter. I don't care if 3 people are listening. Who cares? I can talk. Gives me great exercise, like I need
long
it.
Capacity.
All right, 704 once again, 227-8986. We'll be back with more About Your House.
Well, I'll die as I stand here today, knowing it deep in my heart. They'll fall to ruin one day for making us part. I found a picture of you. We'll be right back.
welcome back to About Your House. Talking to Lorraine Carpenter and Sam Fleming today about gardening. And, you know, as a home gardener, what would you tell people about gardening in general? I mean, a lot of people, like Layla this morning, I asked her, I said, do you grow a garden? She said, Lord, no, I don't have a green thumb. Well, you know, to me, gardening is no different than building a birdhouse. Or putting a fence around your or the garden, or building anything. It's a matter of putting your mind into it and learning some simple, and I said simple, because gardening is basically simple. Dirt, seeds, water, mm-hmm. over, pretty much, right?
Yeah, I would say, you know, the thing that kind of changed the way, fundamentally changed the way that I garden, that took me from, like, really having to try a lot, to really understanding on a deeper level. So I forget where I heard this from, but as a gardener, you don't grow plants. You establish the conditions for plants to grow themselves.
Mm-hmm. You
and that is the fundamental sure. change in thinking.
Perfect.
When you take an active role in plant growth is when you start using too much fertilizer, too much all this stuff, because you're not creating conditions for them to flourish.
To thrive.
And that's how I also see education.
It's totally environmental.
It's about good. Creating it's really the good. Conditions yeah. for plants to grow themselves. And so you are, and that's the role you play as a gardener. When you start to think that way, everything changes about how you participate within that ecosystem that you call your garden.
Right. You know, we talked about dirt, too, how important good dirt is. Mm-hmm. There's another element of nature that's also very, very, very important. What would that be?
Well, sunshine.
Thank you. Bingo.
Rainwater.
Sunshine. Yeah. Water. Notice she said rainwater. Because
mm-hmm.
that chlorinated crap that comes out mm-hmm. of your faucet, not good.
Nope. I got a story about that.
Talk close to your mic.
I got a story about that.
You want to tell it?
All right. So.
Water story. Oh, yeah. Boy, I waited all morning for this.
2015. I mean, I used to could work my soil with my hands because I had already built it up.
Made it soft. Yeah.
Yeah. Never any problems with my plants. All of a sudden, there's these problems, and I'm like, what's going on? So a couple guys came from American Beauty Garden Center and looked at, he said, what are you watering your plants with? I said, soaker hoses. He said, I think it's killing the microbes in your soil. And he said, what do you feed it with? I make compost tea. With what? City water. So I got 6 rain barrels. You can't keep your garden watered with 6 rain barrels unless you have 6 men to help carry the buckets of water. I mean, yeah, you probably could have devised something.
The water's there, but the energy to get dispersed the water.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay. Have you ever heard the saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear?
Yes.
All right. So I'm standing after the people left from the garden center, and I get the rain barrels. I'm standing at my car, and I'm looking at my garden. I went, I see the problem. I mean, it was just a little bit of a slant. So the rainwater was just constantly washing topsoil away. I got so frustrated because I'd been building this soil for years. I was getting ready to call a landscaper and say, just put dwarf fruit trees. I'm over gardening. And I felt this tap on my shoulder and said, I've blessed your land for a reason. I went, oh, okay. And that's when I learned about permaculture and hoogles. And I converted 1,800 square feet of hoogles. I haven't watered my garden since 2015.
I hear you. Billy Stiles said the same thing you just said, that, you know, if you do your garden right, so you don't water.
I don't have to water. Now, when I first put a plant in, you know, I might have something small, you know, and I open up a hole because I've got logs and sticks all underneath it.
Right.
I put worm castings, which that's going to reduce the water mm-hmm. requirement. I pour about a half a gallon of water in, so it's going into the logs. Put the plant in there, mulch it, I'm done.
So the logs, the what do you call the gardening method again?
Hoogle couture.
Hoogle. You use logs. Where do you put the logs?
Well, the first one I did, I just dug a trench about 8 feet deep. I mean, 8 feet long.
Okay, yeah.
And it said,
damn, that's a hole.
It said, you know, about a foot, and the wood's going to it's going to dissolve. It'll deteriorate. Yeah, within about five.
Right.
And I thought, well, you know, why I'm going ahead and digging? Why don't I go ahead and do 3 feet?
Yeah. Right.
So I went ahead and dug 3 feet and put all the logs in there. And I just decided to throw it in sticks, and I put cardboard strips. I put
Yeah, I've seen cardboard used, too.
Yeah, I put in a bunch of vegetable scraps because I figured, like, okay, start attracting the earthworms in there. Then you take that clay soil, mix it with your compost, and now you've got a mound. Then you mulch it, and then first plants I put in there, the guy that gave them from Banner Nursery, he said, look, it's too late to put this cabbage and broccoli in, but I'm, because I said, don't ever throw anything away. Call me. I put this cabbage and broccoli. They didn't care what season it was. Those things were huge. Never had to water them. And it wasn't even the right season.
That's amazing.
So the hugel is a way to create the diversity in the soil, but also have a long-term, like, nutrients getting released out of all this organic material, right?
Yes, yes.
Got it.
And holds water.
Yeah.
And then the plant needs it. It gives it to it.
Yeah, when you think about how long a log underground would hold water.
Yes.
Like, forever.
Oh, yeah, it does.
The only time it loses it is when it falls apart and becomes soil.
All right, what kind of logs? I know
you, well, you want to stay away from walnut, of course, because of allopathic chemicals in the
root
system.
Well, no, yeah, of course. Well, how many people know that?
Well,
you say, of course. Come on, you're not
a allopathy.
Yeah.
Allopathic.
Right, right. Allopathic.
It's a disability.
I understand. Well, all right, so certain trees are not good. That was why I asked.
Well, pine is going to dissolve too quick. If that's
pine
all you
is
had,
very soft.
I would use it.
Oak would be better.
Oak, hardwoods.
Oak, hardwoods, maples, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, let's see. Don't put no walnut there. It won't do right. All right, so good hardwood trees.
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
You'll never look at a piece of stick again the same way.
There's some compost material. Well, and that's really what we're talking about here, was making a garden, you know, organic, using nature, and just reusing nature over, you know, and you don't water anymore. Mm-hmm. What are your rain barrels doing?
I sold off most of them and kept two just so for starting, you know,
sure,
seeding.
To have some water.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, going back to the copper, and I didn't mean to sound like such
a that's okay.
Smart.
No, you didn't. You weren't smart.
The reason
you were talking to...
what you said reminded me of it. You want to repurpose what you have. You don't want to have to go to the store and buy something else.
Oh, I hear you.
So,
well, the copper we used were the scrap copper I had in the warehouse.
That's
my son
perfect.
Called me one day.
That's perfect.
And he said, Dad, you got any copper? I said, yeah, I got lots of scrap copper around because I keep it all. You know, and so I went around and collected all my copper and took it down there. And we used it, and it worked. So, you know, but there again, I wouldn't go buy copper
to
use it.
And I want to stay open to the process. If I ran into a problem, then I would look, okay, where's the solution?
Exactly.
And generally, the solution's going to come. Yeah.
So back to your garden, your personal gardening, and Sam, you can weigh in here when you want to. But right now is a great time to start a good summertime vegetable garden.
Yeah, you can. Cucumbers. Yeah. Radishes. There's
tomatoes,
a lot of stuff.
Green
right
beans,
now, I'm getting ready
squash,
to put corn and not corn. Okra. Not okra yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. But most summer gardens, this is a great time to go ahead and get revved up and get going on it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Because I'm out of touch this year. Like I say, they covered up all my dirt. If you can't see dirt, you don't think about dirt.
Mm-mm.
I don't have much dirt in my life now. You know, I could make some, maybe. I don't know.
Let's talk some dirt. You want to talk dirt?
Not on the show. We're not allowed to. They told us that's out of the realm of community radio. But I'm not opposed to it at all. I talk dirt in my own way. As you've figured out by now. That's what we do.
That's
what we do. Anyway, back to gardening. Tomatoes. Heirlooms.
Yeah.
I got to interrupt you. I said the word tomato. Tomato festival. Sam, bring us up to date. What happened?
Well, it was all good. Nothing bad happened.
I didn't say it was bad. I just said, what happened?
Okay. So, you know, we had this homegrown tomato festival.
Thank
we
you.
Did five of them. Over the years.
Right.
And you were part of the very first one.
Yes.
So thank you for that. And Hacksaw.
Thank you.
So it was a lot of fun. the last year we did it at CPCC.
I remember.
And it got to the point where it was taking so much work for us to put on, and we weren't getting the mission return back from
it. I understand. You weren't getting a return on your investment.
Yeah.
Of time
and so when it was right about that time that I was kind of thinking about our organization a little bit differently in terms of I'm not where I want this to be, and I need to identify the things that are happening and eliminate those and focus purely on mission-related
stuff.
This
energy, where you put your energy.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And you know, running a very small organization, if you spend a lot of your energy on just one wrong thing, that prevents the main thing from no longer being the main thing.
No, I get it. 100%.
So for us, it was just, we loved it. We have no regrets. We made a lot of friends doing it, but it's no longer part of our mission.
I get right.
Good
I got
decision.
It. Well, it was raising the awareness of your mission, and it worked. It did its thing. But I get you 100%. And you've got five full-time staffers now?
Yeah, five full-timers.
That's great.
That's
crazy.
Great. And you're one of them?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm still the executive director. Mm-hmm. Charlie's still with us.
Charlie, okay, cool.
Yeah,
wow.
Monty moved to California.
Did he?
Monty did.
Yeah, so his wife is.
What in the world did he move to California for?
Well,
Monty?
He's from California.
Unless he moved to Humboldt County or something.
His family lives there. His wife has late stage Parkinson's.
Okay.
And he had to become a caretaker.
Yeah.
And since he was the only one in this area, he decided to move with family so that she could get better care and spend more time with family.
Good. Monty's a great
guy.
But
he misses us.
He's a great guy.
Oh, I miss him a lot.
Yeah.
And then we have Kelly Howe, who was the principal at Webb Street School in Gastonia. So she retired from education and then joined our board, and now she's our education.
She loved that program, and she put it in a school down there.
And so now I have the expertise of a principal on staff who can speak the language to students.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so that changed everything.
I can imagine.
Then we have Sarah, who was she worked in restaurants for a long time, helped start like Nourish and Plant Joy, which is at Camp North End.
Right.
And then we just brought in Andrew. This is funny about the education and the college thing. So Andrew went to South Mech and then got a full ride to Brown, Ivy League school.
Oh, my gosh.
His parents wanted him to be in the medical field, and he left school going, this just ain't for me. And so he came and volunteered with us, started working with kids, and he said, this is what I want.
This is it.
And so we gave him a paid internship to try him out for a couple months part-time.
I got to stop you. Just hit on something. He said the word paid internship.
Yep.
See, there's another example of different programs that are out there. There's apprenticeship programs. There's internship programs. Internship programs can be freebies.
Mm-hmm.
They can be paid.
He was a paid intern.
Right.
And we now have two paid interns at Garinger High School. So we got two students at Garinger who are working with us.
Really?
Yeah. And
is the greenhouse still active over there, or the grow house?
Have you been to the new greenhouse there?
I don't know. That's where
we've been about 5 years. There's a new one in the rear parking lot, so you no longer have to go behind the baseball field.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that. Uh-uh.
Yeah, so we got a new fancy one now.
Wow.
Right on the main campus.
That's great.
And so I love the internship because, you know, to hire someone based off an interview, just when you think about a long-term relationship based off of a meeting, doesn't really make sense.
Well, a meeting's better than a resume.
Yes, it is. But an internship allows for you to learn someone's character.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's the main thing. Are they willing to learn, and do they have integrity?
Attitude.
And a paid internship allows for them to not waste their time, for you to be able to truly vet them. And at the end of the internship, if it doesn't work out, no one got screwed over on their time.
Yeah.
And if it works
out,
you just did a 3-month interview, and you know this is the right hire.
And
I love the internship.
Right. Yeah. And it makes sense.
And
it
as really a nonprofit, does. We've been able to find support to pay for the internships. We got Campbell Soup pays for a lot of our internship programs. So I found that the paid internships is something that has been fundable for us.
How long is an internship program?
Right now, we start them at 3 months.
90 days, roughly.
Yeah,
90 days. That's what I was thinking in my mind.
And we're doing, for our high school interns, we give them 10 to 15 hours a week because they're in school. So 10 to 15 hours a week is what we're doing. With our other ones, we gave Andrew up to 40 if he wanted it. So,
really?
Because he was already graduated from college.
And plus he's an adult, a little bit more mature.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And one thing, too, is, you know, about working with people, your kids or anybody for that matter, you see their attitude and their work ethic and everything else. And
yeah.
And they, when you get into kids, they don't even know what that is.
Right.
You know, but it brings it out. And then when they, you put the passion element in there, do they really like it?
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen a big difference between this.
For students to grow themselves.
Yeah.
We can do that through providing all the different hands-on experiences with everything.
And we learn more. We learn more with our hands and our minds in motion than we do with pencil and book in motion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the pencil and book is so much more powerful combined with the hands-on.
Once you have the hands-on and you can relate that pencil and book to the purpose.
Like, you think about the book you read, The Tomato Plant.
Right.
The book,
yeah.
If you had never gardened before, may not have been all that interesting. But the book means something when you've already engaged in the process.
It's applied knowledge to something that you're doing and learning from.
Yeah.
Right.
It's they work together.
They'll work no other way.
Yeah, exactly.
But together. And that's the whole thing. All right, you're giving them this. Maintain that and give them engaging possibilities.
Right.
And now you've wrapped the whole program up. Because once you apply what you learn in this book to what you're doing, and if you're not doing, you can't apply, can you? You can't. There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you learn technology is to use the device.
That's right, yep.
But we're not doing that. It's like we're leaving that element out of the picture when we're talking about formal education. Are we not?
No.
It's completely out of the picture, which is why kids are bored. It's why they can't sit still. It's the reason that we're failing in our education system, because we're not giving them exactly what you just, we're not setting, what'd you say? We're not setting up the environment for them
to grow.
To grow mentally.
I know. And, you know, the if you look at, like, Finland, they have probably the best education system in the world, China being number two now. They do so many internships in high school. Like, if you're in Finland or China, when you start ninth grade, you start your first internship. You go to school for 4 hours a day instead of six. Then you do, like, 2 hours of internship.
Beautiful.
And you do several. You do, like, two or three a year. And by the time you're done high school, you've experienced 12 different areas of life in which you can expand to. You're no longer soul-searching by the time you get to college.
Right. Right.
Yeah, no.
And you ask the kids, say, what are you going to do when you go to get out of high school? They say, I'm going to go to college.
The Duke.
What for?
Yeah.
I'm going to get a degree.
Yeah.
What for? What do you mean?
I know.
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Yeah.
And I've even asked parents that. Well, what are they going to school for? I'm not sure yet.
Yeah. You know, it was interesting when we had the last guest in here. Was it Kayla? And she mentioned that one of her daughters was interested in social work.
Layla. Yeah. But
Layla. Mm. And, you know, imagine if a part of high school was a lot of volunteering and service work in addition to internships, that would make, and if you were so passionate through those experiences, then you go social work, that degree path would be perfect for me because I love to serve.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I care about families in need or whatever it is that wants to bring you into social work. And then you should know up front, because our system was effective, tells you what the starting salaries are going to be.
Right.
Before you go spend a whole bunch of money doing it.
Because you didn't even know you didn't even know the basics, did you?
Yeah.
We're broke. All right, 704-227-8986. You're listening to About Your House on Fox Sports Charlotte every Saturday morning, 8 to 11. We're here. Talking about something. Next week, Dr. Cammie Benton, M.D., Bodie in the house, two educated, well-rounded, well-grounded medical people to help us into wealth and health. Health is wealth, and health is happiness. And we're going to talk all about it. So we'll be back to wrap this show up right after the message.
Hey yourself, you know it's a must. Gonna have a friend in Jesus. You know it's a must. Gonna have a friend in Jesus. So you know that when you die, he's gonna recommend you to the
someone I used to see, but she don't give a damn for me. Well, let me get to the point. Let's roll another joint. Turn the radio to laugh. I'm too alone to be proud. And you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be me. People come, people go. Some grow young,
I'm sorry, I was in a conversation with Lorraine and couldn't come back to the airway. But it happens that way sometimes. And I couldn't talk about what we're talking about.
Oh, no.
This was stuff that they don't want us to talk about. They want to censor you, yeah. And that's why I have a disclaimer at the top of every hour, because they don't like what I say all the time. I can't help it. Got to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. The truth shall and will set you free.
Indeed.
Yep, absolutely, every time. All right, been talking gardening with Sam Fleming. And, you know, it's great to see you today. It really was.
Too.
And you too. Great to meet you, Lorraine.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said early on in the show, Lorraine and I go back to childhood through our parents. You know, and by the way, I didn't mention this. Her father, what'd your father do?
He was a plumbing contractor.
Yes, he was. And your brothers, what did they do?
They did plumbing too. They were CVs in the Navy.
Yep.
Pipe fitting, yeah.
Yep. See, so she comes from a blue-collar family.
Military background, yeah.
She comes in Walker Plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
Roy L. Walker.
Yes, R.L. Walker Plumbing Company.
Yeah, I remember that.
My grandfather was like the third in the state to get licensed.
Really?
Yeah.
So she's from a plumbing family, and it served you well.
Blue-collar work. Yeah. It's a good role.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
It works hands down every time. And, you know, we've talked a lot today on the show about empowerment, kids, and even gardening. And that's gardening is as hands-on a craft as anybody could ever ask for. Because, yeah, I mean, you can't do it without implements, implements being the tools of the trade. You know, it doesn't take a lot. You can use your hands, but...
It also feeds you.
It'll feed you. Yeah. It'll nourish you. It'll make you healthy. There's so many benefits to gardening, it's unreal. And plus, if you really care about it and want to do it correctly, you'll learn about health issues through nature itself. Because guess what? You are it. We're all the same. We all came from the same bake, the same concept. It's called nature. We're all animals. We don't need anything in the stores to keep us healthy other than nutritional food. Mm-hmm. And I hate to say it, but most of the food in our grocery stores are not healthy.
I think it's about 7%, they say, is actually like food. Oh, like a whole food, like unmessed with. It's only 7% of what's in the grocery store.
And I'm not saying it to be negative. I'm just saying it to be educating, you know, you and informing you that you need to just, we all need to be more careful about what we put in our bodies. And that's the truth. And your gut is your health. And it's just like growing a plant. You can't plant a plant in bad dirt. Well, you can't grow health with a bad gut. You can't. And it's been proven. We'll talk about that more next week as well. So, speaking of which, here you are, 72. How's your health?
Very, very good. Other than being hit by a car. Yeah. I know I got some E. coli one time when I was at the hospital, and he said, "What medications are you on?" And I said, "None." And he went, "God, you just made my life easy." You know?
That's right.
Right. Well, I went to the doctor yesterday. I go once a year for my blood work, because blood work tells you about everything if you get a good panel run. And I'm as healthy as any 72-year-old man can be.
Yeah.
And I take no meds other than testosterone injections. And and that's beneficial, tremendous, and I'm going to share that with all you guys next week, and you ladies, because you need to be aware of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like your hormones. You got to keep them balanced as you get older, because the environmental stresses and toxins will deplete you of what's natural to you. And that's a fact. And I'm here to prove it to you next week. I'll tell you about it, because I've been on it 5 years now. And I've been without
it. Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, it is interesting. And it's very life-changing in many, many, many ways. And we're going to talk about all those things. So, just like growing vegetables. You know, we talked about one of the most healthiest plants you can eat, too, by the way, for daily health are good organic tomatoes.
Mm.
Tomatoes are very, very healthy vegetable. There's so many things in there that's good for you in various, many, many different ways, but not manufactured tomatoes. You can't manufacture tomato, but you can grow them like manufacturing. And they're full of crap. Well, actually, they're full of nothingness, you know. Mm-hmm. But you get a good tomato, a great tomato is tremendous.
I could be hungry.
You know, I hadn't had a good tomato since last year, though.
They're in season starting about now.
Yeah.
And another part is produce stands. Find your local produce stands, and there's a lot around Charlotte. Mm. I wish I knew of them all. I would love to get somebody involved in the radio show here and do a on-the-road produce report every Saturday, because right now we're hitting into the, you know, into that season where, you know, you get up on Saturday morning, a lot of people go out to the Mecklenburg County produce.
Uptown Farmers Market, perfect place. You don't sell anything unless they come to your property and see that you're actually selling it. If you're selling honey, First Baptist Church, the parking lot on the Caldwell and the Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Right. Yeah.
8:30 to 12:30, and everybody there has been vetted.
When does that start?
It starts at 8:30 to 12:30 on Saturday.
It's running right now.
Right now, yes.
8:30 to 12:30 every Saturday.
Yes. Bread. I mean, you got to get there early. One guy he's got the exhibit at Innovation Barn. He's got his mushrooms out there.
Oh yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just everybody there has got to actually really produce their stuff. No dealers. Perfect place.
Awesome. First Baptist Church.
Yes.
Downtown.
It's called Uptown Farmers Market. You can Google it and get on their news letter email, and they'll tell you exactly who's exhibiting, what you're looking for.
Good stuff, Lorraine.
Yep.
What else?
Yep.
You got any more?
No, but, you know, there are a lot of people are asking about fruit and stuff like that. So I think more and more people, it's not really a lot coming in. Maybe the blackberries and strawberries, so they're going to start bringing some of that stuff up there, too.
Awesome. I can't let you get out of here without talking about your big stick.
Oh, honey, this is a poifig stick.
Poifig.
It's poifig.
Poifig. Yeah, look, poifig. Where'd you get that?
All right. So I met this guy 4 years ago, and he cuts down trees. I said, if you ever cut a cherry tree down, you got to save me a piece. I had no idea what I was going to do with it at the time. I just love Terry. Mm-hmm. So last year he calls me up and he said, are you still interested? I said, yeah. He brings me this 7-foot limb. And in the meantime, I had met a carver. Oh gosh, this guy, unbelievable. He is an artist.
Artisan guy.
Artisan. And right. He is in Gastonia.
We meet a lot of those.
Okay. I went up there with that log and stuck sideways in my car and got it up there, and I decided I wanted a screech owl. And he,
like little built. Cricket. Remember Cricket came in here? That's yeah, a little cricket.
Yeah, that's exactly
Steve what Hughes. Yep. Steve Hughes brought a screech owl in.
Oh my God, a real one?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like Cricket. You want to meet Cricket?
Yes. We'll bring,
all right. Well, I'll call you next time, yes. Steve, and I'll tell him to bring
just
Cricket.
Made her whole weekend. She just got excited.
Man, I am excited because Greg can make he can make the call of a screech owl and call him in the forest.
Oh yeah. Oh, I know some guys like that too. Andrew Cole coming here. Yep. He'll talk to you in any in many different languages. All right, that's it. Y'all got to shut up now. We got to leave.
That was interruptus colitis, right?
Sometimes it happens that way.
Yeah.
Time to be quiet. Now we got to go. Thank you guys for coming in. I enjoyed it. A lot of fun. We'll do it again sometime.
All right.
Now, folks, Sam, great to see you, brother.
You too.
I love you, man. It's great. Just wonderful Saturday. Lorraine, thank you so much again.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for listening to us. Happy Mother's Day to all out there. We love you, each and every one of you. Have a great day. Don't get up and cook breakfast for nobody. Do it. Have them do it for you, okay? Take you out and treat you to a good day. Go out and spread some love. Find a kid to mentor. See you next Saturday right
Bye
here. We
mama.
Love you all.